go to a Porsche dealership, like Boardwalk, you are treated. You don't have to win the lottery. You're treated like royalty, absolute royalty. You want to think of it, feel like being a king?
Oh. You walk in there, everything's first class. And you just get treated so well.
Talk to Bobby Rodriguez. You talk to Craig Campbell. They'll bring out the red carpet for you. They have the greatest coffee maker ever.
Yes, they do.
It is so cool.
Sometimes I just drive up there just get a cup of coffee.
That's because you're cheap. Go to Boardwalk Porsche, Boardwalk Audi, or Boardwalk Volkswagen. These places to buy your next car. But if you're, even if you're not a lottery winner, check out the Cayenne, the Carrera, the Targa.
Hey, now.
You feel so manly. So above the world.
You don't sound anything but manly.
Whatever. All right, check them out today. Boardwalk Auto Group, the place to buy your next car, and be happy you did.
To demonstrate the brilliance of a picture made by the new Epson Stylus CX5400 All-in-One, we present this diva. And to demonstrate the lasting power of our Durabrite inks, we present this swimming pool. As you can hear, she's completely submerged. And while this might prove a rather soggy ending for ordinary print, no worries here, because Durabrite print actually resists damage from water on all paper types. Quiet enough to take your breath away. Brilliance that lasts at around 149. For more, visit Epson.com.
Buy the amazing Epson Stylus CX5400 right now at Circuit City. We're with you.
Gordon Keith here for my favorite restaurant, La Madeleine. Now, you already know La Madeleine is an incredibly delicious place for breakfast and lunch, but did you know that around 5 p.m., something magical happens at La Madeleine? That's when the lights go down, the fireplace is lit, and La Madeleine transforms from a bakery and cafe into a hearty bistro. And I'm talking big, hearty meals that fill you up and make you savor the end of a hard work day. A healthy portion of beef tenders and merlot, herb-crusted pork tenderloin, heapings of garlic mashed potatoes. Now, these are meals P1s can love. Relax in La Madeleine tonight with a glass of wine or a cold beer and enjoy the great new menu of Big Hearty Fare. Why not score points with the wife by taking her there for a nice candlelit dinner and ignore every word she says as you pound down the incredibly delicious chicken dinner. La Madeleine Cafe and Bistro, a Texas company with 19 locations throughout the Metroplex. This is the one near you, La Madeleine Restaurant. You'll love it, brother.
I'm Layla. Break out the red and blue martini. This SMU homecoming, next on the Ticket Ticker.
If you're looking for a unique gift of jewelry, one jewelry store has five times the selection of ordinary stores. Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry will amaze you with our holiday gift selection. The area's best collection of independently certified diamonds, designs by Levion, gold, platinum, exotic color gemstones, the incredibly brilliant Leo diamond, and fine Swiss timepieces. Plus, Jared has everyday low prices. This holiday and every day, Jared has hundreds of diamond bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and rings to choose from. Set in yellow, white, or two-tone gold and platinum. Prices range from under $100 to over $10,000. Jared offers free financing for 1 year. Minimum purchase and minimum monthly payment required. Jared, located near Collin Creek Mall, outside Vista Ridge Mall, south of Northeast Mall on Pipeline Road, and in front of the parks at Arlington Mall on Cooper.
The Ticket.
The Ponies of SMU are winless at 0-8. Car Toys and the Dallas Burn bring you the Ticker. They play Fresno State at the Hilltop for their homecoming game. Phil Bennett says he knows they have a quality opponent.
Somebody asked me, are they down this year with a 4-4 record? And all I'm going to tell you is Oklahoma, Tennessee, Oregon State, Colorado State. I mean, that's a tough schedule.
Kickoff is at 2. The Ticket has a game for you starting at 1:30. Elsewhere in college football, at 11, Nebraska plays Texas. At 11:10, Michigan and Michigan State square off. 2:30 features two very strong games, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, and Florida playing Georgia. At 6, Tex plays host to Colorado, and Washington State takes on USC. At 6:45, you've got Virginia Tech in Miami. Mavs are looking to be 2-1 on the season if they can beat the Utah Jazz. Game is at 7:30 at the AAC. It's the Mavs' first home game of the season. You can watch the game on Channel 11. Stars play Nashville tonight. That game is at 7. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:10, bringing sports news first guaranteed. I'm and Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK, Sherman-Denison, KTDK, Sanger. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. If nothing sticks to Teflon, how do they get Teflon to stick to the pan?
Give you some. I'll give you some. All right. T-Box winding down here. 954, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Doral Tesoro.
The hidden treasure.
Yes, that's what it means. I think it means that in Greek. I don't know. Is that what Tesoro's Greek? Anyway, call him up, 817-497-2582, 817-497-2582, 2-for-1 special. And it's pretty crowded already today.
Yeah, it was.
But it's good till December 15th.
It's their today is their grand opening.
Yeah, the official unveiling.
You know, all that.
Thumbs up.
Play course before everybody else does.
Yep, you can be the like the movie reviewer. And then you can tell everybody what you think.
There you go.
A lot of people thank Jim Ader and his friend Steve Battle, who had won the, what would you call it, the bidding to play with us in Dunn Miller Open. They were on earlier today.
The ex-lottery winner.
He's no ex-lottery winner. He's a current lottery winner.
Current lottery winner.
So
they're coming out and playing the golf course today.
Excellent. Maybe they'll buy it. And PT Engineer, Greg and Promotions, and Angel, and Gina, our ticket chicks.
Gina told me something today.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear from any 26-year-old women. She never wants to have kids because she doesn't ever want to ruin her body.
You know, they all say that. Give them time. The clock will start ticking.
How about that?
I said that for a while. And then
well, you don't want to have kids. You want to ruin your body.
Ruin my body. Back at the station, you got Sean and MR and lovely Layla. Thanks for being a part of the show today. Okay, we mixed with Ben and Skin, who I think are on board.
Hello, boys.
How do they promote you now? One's fat, one's skinny. How does that work?
Something to that effect.
Boy, they're really getting out there as far as their descriptions now, huh?
What do they do for you guys?
Getting edgy.
One's almost
we don't get
cool,
one.
One's not cool.
We don't get one.
You guys don't get any promo?
Yeah, we got nothing.
No.
For stupid weekend work. Hey, real quick. So Craig, last week came up with this hot sports opinion that women over 30 start getting a little bi-curious, I guess you would call it. He says it's a can't miss. I don't know where he found this great revelation, but he stands by it. And then USA Today came out this week and said women are proliferating strip clubs in record numbers.
You're talking about female strip clubs?
Yeah. Now, I've never been to one, so I don't know.
I think
I thought I'd ask you to.
I don't know. I think that's more just kind of shticky than everything else.
It's just a trend?
Yeah, it's just, you know, oh, I want to go check this out. I want
like
to see
LeBaire, things like that?
No, like, you know, I'm not going to name one, but one where chicks like are topless and stuff.
Oh.
They have those?
Yeah, no? Yeah. No, well, there's a few here. A lot more in Waco, really. That's where I go.
Waco's
a hotbed for topless activity.
How does that look?
I just think that's just kind of sticky. I think it's like, oh, I want to go where my husband sneaks off and spends all that money.
You know what I think it is? I think it has to do with, remember the bit for a while that women were all smoking cigars?
No,
I think it's just a trend. Yeah, it was kind of in the 80s.
I'm telling you guys, I keep bringing proof and bringing proof, bringing proof.
What is the proof? I'm not familiar with the proof you've brought.
Well, USA Today.
USA Today.
Oh, that does it. There you go.
Well, it's in USA Today. It's true.
Yes. Yes,
cigar proof?
We all idolize women.
Now,
we're all conditioned to idolize women. Women are conditioned to idolize women. Look at the cover of Cosmo.
What is the cover of Cosmo?
Probably a hottie.
Ah, yes.
That's a good point.
That is a good point. So you somehow incorporated women and bicurious and cigars into this whole equation?
Yes.
Well, I didn't bring the cigars in.
I did.
I think the bicurious women want to bring the cigars in.
Okay, next couple minutes, I think I'll turn it over to Craig and let you guys just whip each other on basketball talk.
What do you got, Craig? Well, this is the year of the injury, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank God.
That's good. That's great.
I mean, look who's
all that
down.
That sucks because that was our 1050 segment.
Whoa.
Guys, you guys are worse on me than the ranch is.
there's a lot of African-Americans in the NBA.
All right, so I have a question for you guys. You watch every game, and you're – pretty into it with the Mavericks.
Do they?
So the first game wasn't real good. I didn't get to see it. Did they not play well? Or you start to get nervous about how the Mavericks look, or do they just need some time?
No, I don't think they need time. I think they'll be ready tonight, and you know, a few turnovers go their way in L.A., they win that game.
That's an uninformed opinion, right?
Maybe 15 turnovers went their way.
They're gonna suck for about another week or two.
Is that right?
Sure. I mean, they basically didn't have a preseason. The first, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes of the Laker game, you saw 4 or 5 sets you haven't seen here in forever. Just because they didn't have the personnel around.
All right. Well, I saw the Golden State game, and they didn't look so good.
And they actually looked better than the night before is what's messed up about it.
Is that right?
I actually have a basketball question for you guys.
Oh, my God.
Is Forsen a failed bid already?
No. Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll go with that.
Let's go with that
in next.
No, I don't think so. He only played 3 minutes in Golden State. I think what Nelly did was he just said, you know what, we've got to get a win here. I'm going to play the guys I'm more familiar with and just try to get the win. We'll sort all this out later.
He basically got all the guys that can't pass the ball off the floor for the Golden State game. And just tried to outscore them and just said, look, just go out there and play good offense and we'll get out of here with a win because these guys don't have anybody. But if we go out there and kind of tinker around. See, the thing about it is they've got an easy part of their schedule here, but if they tinker around, then at the end of the year you look at the schedule, you've got losses to Golden State or Miami or Toronto and Utah, and it's a big mess. So they, even though the schedule's kind of easy for them right now, they still have to go out there and get these wins for the end of the year.
Right.
It's going to bite them in the ass.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't seem like they're playing as a team right now. At least I've only seen one game, but at least that's what I saw in the one game.
Hey, by December, all this will be long forgotten.
I think so, too.
Along with their road uniforms.
Although I hope we don't have any blowouts to the Lakers like we did first game again. That really was kind of disappointing.
Hey, I love those uniforms, by the way. I thought they were great.
I think you can get some cheap.
They're distancing from...
You know what? I heard that Cuban said that was not the color they turned into the NBA.
Yeah, Tim Henning, who's in charge of that for the Mavericks, great guy. And apparently he submitted some uniforms. The NBA approved them, but they changed the color up a little bit on them, made them darker.
Boy, that was crap.
So the Mavericks had to wear those uniforms for one game in order to still be able to get, you know, to make them official or whatever, to be able to sell them as merchandise. But they, since the NBA made the mistake, the Mavericks are going to get to revise the jerseys and get them approved.
In 1 year, right?
Yeah.
Rather than 2 years.
But that went from new merchandise to novelty items.
Yeah, but I loved them. I can't believe everybody's bagging on them just because they're a little different. I mean, I thought they were awesome.
They're ugly.
Those three emails that Cuban got that supported the jersey came from Ben's three separate email
addresses. Ben and George. That's about it.
But I'm surprised they distanced so quickly. Or maybe they distanced before they even wore them. They just knew they were going to have to wear them. But if they didn't like them and knew they were going to have to wear them, why would they wear them in a game that they don't need any distractions?
Right.
Why wouldn't they just wait, you know, a couple
I want to know. Apparently some players liked them, and I want those players to be singled out, and I think they should be held accountable.
Well, it was funny because, you know, the Stars came out with a third jersey of their own, and it was immediately hammered as the emblem, the bull. Looks like a women's reproductive system.
Right. Which, Craig, so they use that as evidence that women are bicurious in their 30s.
There you go.
Whatever works. What do you guys got today?
Well, we're going to talk a little Dallas Cowboys football. Mm-hmm. We think there's the possibility that the Cowboys have turned back into a pumpkin.
Oh, wow.
We got a little radio pork, which is always a staple of Ben and Skin. And, then
is that kosher?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, I was checking.
We've got the author of a book on LeBron James is going to be joining us, so action packed.
Excellent. Well, check out Ben and Skin today. We're done. They're on from 10 to noon, and they will have a great time. I guarantee it.
Have sex, boys.
We will. Up next on The Ticket.
This is The Ticket. KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK Sherman-Denison. KTDK Sanger.
Ready?
Hook my mic up, please. Make the bass come out so clear.
There,
please.
What is the philosophy of the show?
It's kind of like trailer trash.
Ben and Skim.
You are a fat.
That's Ben.
You are a tiny.
And Skim.
Can I talk about what I did last night?
Well, it depends on what you did last night. Is it something personal that maybe makes someone feel embarrassed or uncomfortable?
No. Last night, I hear the six.
I beg your pardon? The mirror
America, we don't discuss that.
But she was a nice. High five.
Ready? Yes, 10:04 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to Ben and Skin subbing in for The Rant. We normally do that on the last Saturday of the month. However, due to Gordon's Halloween party schedule, we've been asked to come in and do it today, which we are happy to do. I'm Ben Rogers, joined by Skin.
Hey, Ben, it's a pleasure to be on the radio with you.
Boy, I love that forced chemistry mixing with the T-Box, man. That's always just wheels off.
It is wheels off, and the crazy thing about it is when we all go have lunch after our show.
Yeah. We get along really well. We see a lot of each other. We've got a great show put together for you today. Otherwise, they wouldn't even have let us in the door. Of course, we've got Sean Bass, engineering, Layla on the tickers. We're going to be bringing you some interesting things today. We've got the author of the first book that was written on LeBron James, Ryan Jones from Slam Magazine. He's going to join us at 11:30. If you haven't checked that out yet, LeBron is absolutely terrorizing the NBA already, and we'll get into that with him. We've also got Radio Pork, which is it's Radio Gold, and it's a staple of every Ben and Skin show.
Gene Mascoro's favorite segment.
We've got some of course, Mavericks previews, the Mavs home opener tonight.
Season started, Ben.
That's right.
I had to give you a call and let you know.
We're going
to,
of course, tonight is our first Mavs postgame show of the season, and we'll mark the one-year anniversary of us joining the Little Ticket.
Yeah, it's great. There'll be a big party. So
there will be a huge party. But we're going to debut our new postgame intro rap
tonight. I cannot wait to hear that. You did that. You didn't even let me in on that.
Yeah, you had a verse on it. And it's 11:50. We're going to debut that. But first, we're going to jump into a little Dallas Cowboys action. Have the Cowboys turned back into a pumpkin? Of course, making the reference to the old fable. When,
the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown?
The Great Pumpkin, no. When, Cinderella,
yeah.
When her carriage turns back into a pumpkin at midnight and
right.
The dream is over.
And she's wearing wooden loafers?
Right. Have the Cowboys turn back into a pumpkin. We've got some shocking HSOs and a Quincy Carter HSO that I'm going to go ahead and make a push for that might shock the Metroplex, and that's going to come up at 10:10 and 10:30. We're going to go back-to-back Cowboys.
Do you want to have Quincy on today?
No, not so much.
Okay.
But... Skin, I want to ask you first, what did you do for Halloween last night?
Ben, I just got all lathered up in a big tub of lard and sat on my couch. What did you do?
I answered the door naked.
Good. Well, I think we had similar Halloween.
Nobody came over, though. So no, I went to a couple of different Halloween parties, and it's I got dressed up. Any chance I get to put on a fake mustache,
right.
Fine. And as a matter of fact, I might just start mixing in the fake mustache at work.
Casual fake mustache wear?
Yeah, just like casual Friday. Throw on a fake
casual
mustache.
Casual mustache Friday?
You're right. I mean, why not? People put on glasses that are just, you know, glass lenses. They're not even prescription glasses. So.
Who does that?
Who does that? But you didn't cover yourself in lard and sit on your couch. You actually spun last night.
Yeah, I DJed at a Halloween party, and it's awesome. These dudes paid me $15,000 to play records.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you wear a fake mustache?
No, I wore like a bob wig and a dog nose and glasses and a big gold chain.
What? Dude, the Cowboys got the skins on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there's been a lot of talk. Is the rivalry still there? I don't think it is so much just because, you know, neither teams have been very good here for a while. And
right.
The games haven't really meant anything. We'll see when they get back out there on Sunday.
Well, it's that deep Texas hatred for Steve Spurrier. I mean, how could this not be a huge rivalry?
But after the Cowboys got spanked last week by Tampa Bay, you know, I think that was the first challenge of the year. First real challenge against a really good team. I'm just not sold on this team. I'm not sold like everybody else is, and I think they may have turned back into a pumpkin. Coming up, I'm going to explain what the hell I mean. Are the Dallas Cowboys a pumpkin? Next.
How do you spell Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket?
A-S-O-T-E-L-E-T.
Write it down. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
A-N-G-A-F-A-M-O-S-I-L-I.
Oh, man. Any time, should you write it down?
5-7-3-5-2.
Make a note so you remember that the station you listen to all day is Sports Radio 13.
Staples has everything you need to go back to school.
I'm Ms. Kugelmacher, and I hope you're all prepared for math.
Notebooks.
Advanced geometry.
Protractor graph paper notebooks.
Here's your syllabus.
Wastebasket.
And your textbook.
7-gallon wastebasket.
You're expected to read every word.
Highlighter.
There will be homework.
Folders.
Lots of homework.
Book bag.
Tons of homework.
Hand truck.
And there will be pop quizzes.
Pencils.
Every week.
Pencil sharpener.
And a final examination.
Calculator.
There will be no calculators.
Small calculator.
I expect your work to be neat.
White out.
Organized.
Paperclip.
And legible.
300-dot resolution laser printer.
I will not tolerate tardiness.
Alarm clock.
And don't forget.
Post-it notes.
You can easily be removed from this class.
Thank you, notes. Staples has everything you need to go back to school. The guaranteed low price on over 5,000 items. Staples. Yeah, we've got that.
It's allergy season again. Where should you turn for relief? Benadryl or the leading prescription? The answer may surprise you. Medical studies prove histamine-blocking Benadryl is 54% more effective than the leading prescription. More effective at relieving even your worst allergy symptoms, like runny noses. That's a real eye-opener. Benadryl, 54% more effective than the leading prescription. Use as directed. Studies use Benadryl allergy at standard 50 milligram dose.
Mr. Robert Goulet reads from The Writings of Bart, the collected after-school blackboard writings of young Bart Simpson. Mr. Goulet.
I will not trade pants with others. I will not do that thing with my tongue. I will not Xerox my butt. A burp is not an answer. I will not pledge allegiance to Bart. I will not eat things for money. I will not bring sheep to class. I will not instigate revolution. My name is not Dr. Death.
To experience all of Bart's blackboard writings, watch every classic episode of The Simpsons.
I will not call the principal Spudhead.
The Simpsons, now 5 times a week.
You probably know someone who thinks they're pretty smart. Chances are you're related to them. In fact, they're usually married to your sister. Yes, the brother-in-law. You know the one. 6'4", good-looking, fertile vice president, stock options, won the lottery, bought low, sold high, your parents worship him, good hair. I hate him already, and I don't even know him. Yes, you've been paddling in his wake for years, then suddenly you discover Mind Trap the Game. The idea behind it is simple. Whoever answers the most brain-teasing questions wins. It's all a matter of lateral thinking, thinking being the operative word. There's long questions, silly questions, murder mysteries, funny questions, and short questions, like this. If the maker doesn't want it, the buyer doesn't use it, the user never sees it, what is it? The answer is a coffin. Try that on Mr. Goodhair. The best thing about Mind Trap is you don't have to be a nuclear fusion expert to guess the answers. It's a level playing field. So invite Mr. Good Bone Structure over and kick some Butinsky. Buy Mind Trap and just do what I did. Read all the cards and memorize the answers. Mind Trap, the perfect game for people who think they're smart.
Road and in front of the parks at Arlington Mall on Cooper.
Simpsons. Then, Malcolm's family is ready for Vegas.
Go ahead, you do it. I'll do it.
But is Vegas ready for them?
Devin Red.
No, for the love of God!
Place your bet. David Cassidy guest stars on the season premiere of Malcolm. And from Ron Howard comes the most unanimously acclaimed new comedy of the season.
I'm exercising, I'm sleeping well, I'm doing time. I'm doing the time of my life.
It's the premiere of...
I dedicate my new fragrance, Freedom, to the young men and women of today. One scent for him, one for her.
I remember when I was a kid. School was out, the whole neighborhood would be out playing hide and seek, and it would be late. I don't think I ever felt so free. Friday, 5 o'clock. Turn off the computer, the pages, and the cell phone. I'm free.
Freedom was dumping my pathetic boyfriend.
Freedom for me, falling in love.
Saturday night, Times Square, there's like people from 100 different countries hanging out, partying. That's freedom.
Freedom's the beach, man.
Finally getting the kids to bed.
Hitting the road on my bike.
Freedom is my state of mind.
Tommy Hilfiger Freedom. For her, for him, a new sounding fragrance.
Get more minutes to use whenever you want, wherever you want. Visit a Worldwide Cellular or KCI location to find out more.
Dallas Fort Worth's ticket.
Oklahoma State has beaten Oklahoma for the past 2 years running. Dallas Burnham, McKinney Dodge, bringing the ticker. This year the game is in Norman, featuring a very loud Sooner crowd, but Bob Stoops says the home field advantage may not be that big.
I don't know that anybody is. I don't believe for a minute that just our last home game, Missouri, came in here at all intimidated. In fact, through the first quarter it was 10-10. So anyone that plays you in your conference sees you a number of times.
Kickoff is at 2:30. Other games of note, Nebraska plays Texas at 11. At 11:10, Michigan takes on Michigan State. A&M plays Kansas at 12:30. SMU plays host to Fresno State at 2. You can listen to that one on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Georgia and Florida square off at 2:30. The late game is at 6:45 with none other than Miami and Virginia Tech. After an overtime win against Calgary, the Stars traveled to Nashville at 7. Cy Young says the Stars have seen the Predators before.
We know how to play against Nashville, and we know what they're going to give us. It's going to be a hard work and very tight defensive game. It'll be a real tough 2 games. I think they've played real well. They just beat Detroit, so it'll be tough.
Mavs play host to the Jazz tonight at 7:30 at the AAC. That's the Ticket Ticker. Service of Campbell's Chunky Soup, a harder dinner loaded with big chunks of savory meat and veggies to fill you up right. Sure beats another frozen dinner. Make it Campbell's instead. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin on the weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
SMU football is on the ticket. The Fresno State Bulldogs come to town for the Mustangs homecoming game this afternoon. Rich Phillips has the play-by-play. Pre-game at 1:30, kickoff at 2 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All 10:16 on Sports Radio 13, The Ticket. Ben and Skin with you on a Saturday morning. It's November 1st, America's favorite day. Got a lot of stuff coming up for you. Of course, the Mavericks home opener is tonight. We'll get into some Mavericks stuff at 11:10. And Radio Pork at 10:50, a very, very, very special story involving a she-male. So you'll want to tune in for that. First of all, I'd like to give a big shout-out to all the alpacas out there listening via the Internet or over the radio waves. But what people really want to hear right now is they want to hear about the Dallas Cowboys. Now, the Dallas Cowboys are 5-2. I think it's a record that, by everyone's account, is far better than what we thought would be rolled out this season. I think we thought best-case scenario, you know, maybe 4-3, and that's if everything went right. But here we are at 5-2. They're coming off a loss against Tampa Bay, in which their offense really couldn't get much going. Tampa's defense completely stifled them. And so perhaps some of the enthusiasm is tempered a little bit. Perhaps some of reality is set in. But when you look at 5-2, you think, man, that's right up there. This is still a playoff team. Well, I do a show. I do a show with a guy named Ben, and that's why we call it Ben and Skin. And right now, Ben has some HSOs, fiery HSOs. And ladies and gentlemen, here is the sound of Ben's voice.
Thank you, Skin.
Hey, you're welcome.
Of course it is. You know, the thing about the Cowboys to me is, I'm trying not to, you know, I'm a diehard Cowboys fan, but I'm trying not to lean too far one direction or the other where they're great or they suck or whatever. I think there's a lot of parity in the NFL, and Bill Parcells is such a great coach that he can actually make a difference, you know, in wins and losses just on him being that good of a coach and getting the most out of his players. And so what I saw when the Cowboys got off to that 5-1 start is people talking playoffs, this, and that, talking about how great they are. Quincy Carter's great. And I just think people need to tap the brakes a little bit. I'm just not that sold on the Cowboys. And I was saying that all along. And then they go in to Tampa Bay and just get destroyed. I mean, it wasn't even close.
Right.
It just got killed.
Well, I don't know if you remember the last time we were on. It was filling in for Norm. And that was right before the Arizona game. You know, and we knew that the Cowboys were going to go out there and slam Arizona. But we were still trying to say, hey, look, you know, the record's going to be nice. But we had people calling in here talking about 11-5 and 10-6. and it just didn't seem quite realistic based on the talent that they had and who they had played so far.
Right.
And so here we are down the road, like you're talking about, and we played Philly, which we won, and then, of course, Tampa Bay, and that wasn't even close.
No, it was not even close, and that's the first really good team that the Cowboys have played. And so, you know, we've got a lot of friends that are just diehard homers, even more so than we are.
Yeah, I've cut those guys off.
And, you know, they're like, you know, it's almost blasphemy to be realistic about the team around some of these guys. But the point is, the Cowboys are not that good, and here's why. The three biggest questions on this team are the three most important areas of a football team: running back, pass rush, quarterback. Mm-hmm. No particular order. Let's look at each one.
Okay.
Running back, Hambrick. He's got no moves.
Is it a bad sign that they've brought in Adrian Morrell? Does that kind of summarize the whole running back situation?
Yeah, and you're exactly. And they bring a guy off a couch and say, "Hey, we need you to fix this." And
a guy covered in lard last night off a couch.
Right. And he, you know, Hambrick he has no moves. He does not juke anybody. You saw in that one 15-yard run he had against Tampa Bay, he didn't even try to put a move on the safety and turn it into anything bigger. He just tried to run him over. You're not going to run someone over and keep running in the NFL. You're just not. Everyone,
yeah.
If you run square into somebody, there's a 98% chance you're going to fall down.
No, you're right. And he really is. He's just a faster than most fullback, in my estimation. I mean, you're right. He's a straight-ahead runner. But he takes up the block really. I mean, there's a lot of things that he does well, but he's not a featured back. I mean, I think now that we've been through, you know, what we saw last year, I think a lot of people want to throw that away because it was such a disastrous year. And there's times where he breaks runs and he looks good and you think he can be a punishing back because of his size and his speed. But you're right. He's never going to be able to make moves and consistently provide ground offense as a featured back. I think
right. We
all definitely know that now.
And you have to be able to do that to win in the NFL because you have to be able to have long drives, keep your defense off the field, keep your opposition's defense on the field, and you can't do that when you're averaging 3.2 yards per carry like Hambrick is. Now Hambrick's taken a few shots at, well, we should have gone out and would have liked to have seen the blocking issues addressed.
Because of all those good linemen out there that we could have
picked
up.
And then when Adrian Morrell signed the other day, he said, oh, here comes the savior. Hopefully he'll be the savior for this whole thing. And so you're starting to see him unravel a little bit. Anytime they handed the ball to him, or just any running play in general against Tampa Bay, it was an absolute wasted play. I was so upset seeing Parcells try to force the running game, but he had to because that's how you win in the NFL. And so this team is not equipped at running back to do that, and that's the first reason of the three that they're not a very good team.
Does it frustrate you to continuously see secondary safeties and cornerbacks making tackles in the backfield on running plays for the Cowboys?
Right, because they know the Cowboys, or they knew they were going to force the run, so they were just running right in, not even covering anybody.
Okay, let me do a little devil's advocate here. There really is nothing wrong with having a poor offensive game in Tampa Bay when you have... Now, I realize the week before, San Fran had run it up on them, but I think that's all the more reason why they would be motivated. Plus, they weren't going to lose four home games in a row.
Right. Yeah.
And it's not uncommon to see Tampa Bay's defense dominate good offensive teams.
Right. But this isn't just an indictment of last week. This is overall on the year up to this point. I mean, he's averaging 3.2 yards per carry.
Right.
It's significantly less than that
right. Against
Tampa Bay. But, yeah, there's nothing to hold your head down about losing to the Super Bowl champs at home when they're coming off a loss. And they were just run all over. But I would have liked to have seen the game plan switched up and maybe try to pass more to win, you know, to win that game. Let's pass more. But the reality is this season, Parcells hasn't got caught up in the hype. He knows exactly what he has and what he doesn't have. And if there's any question marks out there, he's going to find out over the course of this season. If there's anything left to find out, he needs to know if Hambrick's going to be the guy. And I think he's finding out that the answer is absolutely no. So they have to get a better running back, somebody who can make defenders miss. The second most important area for a football team to be successful is the pass rush. You have to have a pass rush. While the Cowboys' defense has been phenomenal, they just are not getting to the quarterback very often, especially with their front four. You know, they just, I mean, you saw Tampa Bay. Obviously that's probably the best line in all of football, but that's where the bar is. That's where you want to be. And the Cowboys need more of a pass rush. They're just going to have to continue to draft defensive linemen, look for free agents until they get there. And that's another, until they get that, they're not a great team. And so people should slow their roll a little bit and say, hey, the Cowboys aren't going to go to the Super Bowl this year. They don't have a running back, and they don't have a pass rush. And number three, they don't have a quarterback, in my opinion. And I think Quincy Carter's done a good job in managing games, and Parcells has put him in situations where he can be successful. But let's look at it. The games the Cowboys have won were against some of the worst teams in all of the league. I mean, just terrible teams. At the same time, he's armed with the best receiving core in the league. You could make the argument for the Cowboys are the only team in the league that have three guys with over 300 yards. All three of those guys, Bryant, Glenn, Galloway, those are extremely talented receivers. I mean, and when you have all three of those guys in the game, you got a nickel corner, a third-team cornerback guarding one of those guys. That's a great – so he should be able to do well. He should be able to do well with those guys. But what makes me worry about Quincy is when you have guys that are absolutely wide open and he can't get him the ball.
I think that he has done a fine job of doing that this year. I think, you know, you'll see throws that he makes that are just jarring. It's like, okay, how did that ball miss that dude by 20 yards and just go straight into the ground? And those are the things that make you question, you know, his ability to be consistent. But at the same time, I think he's made plenty of good throws. I think the fact that you do have the three receivers with the numbers shows that he's doing a good job of distributing the ball. I was shocked in the paper when I saw that Richie Anderson has touched the ball the third most of any Cowboy behind Quincy and Hambrick. He's done a good job of hitting guys out of the backfield. I mean, I don't think we have been able to determine if he is an upper echelon quarterback or anything like that yet. But I don't think he's done a poor job. And when you look at the fact that the team is 5-2, you know, their offense is far superior to what it was last year. I mean, let's take the Tampa Bay game out of the equation. And all teams have at least one bad team, one bad game. It's okay to have it against one of the best defensive teams. But you know, there have been games where he's done an excellent job of keeping the thing running, getting the ball moved around. And I don't think it's fair to say Quincy doesn't have it together yet.
Okay. Well, what about this? I'm not just judging it off the Tampa Bay game.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the Cowboys were right, based on Quincy's play last year, when they benched him and when they brought in Chutch? I mean, do you think it was time for him to sit on the bench based on the way he was playing?
Well, I don't know that I can answer that question because that was such a disaster last
year.
I would just say no. I mean, who knows?
They shouldn't have benched him?
I don't think they should have brought Hutchinson in, no.
But
I mean, if they decided that based on
the way he was playing, did you want to see him continue to start games for the Cowboys, or did you want to see anything else get in there?
I didn't really have that strong of an opinion on it because I thought it was a terrible
game. Did you watch the Cowboys last game?
I watched the Cowboys, but I don't know that you could. I didn't necessarily want Hutchinson. I definitely didn't want Hutchinson.
Okay, my point is, Quincy needed to come out last year. He was playing terribly. He had to come out. They took him out. Yeah, Chutch wasn't ready to go in, but they did. I'm going to make a case for you coming up next that Quincy is putting together the exact same type of season as last year. It just so happens they've gotten some wins. Parcells has made a difference. But I'm going to make a case for Chutch to be the quarterback of this team coming up next.
The Bucks beat up the boys.
But I honestly can't tell you that I thought the Cowboys really played below their level. Tampa Bay is just really good.
Dallas is 5-2.
If I've gone to anybody in this town and said, after seven games, the Cowboys are going to be 5-2, will you take it? Will you take it? First of all, then I thought you were crazy. Yeah, everybody would say, well, there's no way they can be 5-2. But they are.
Cowboys Redskins. Tomorrow at 3:15 at Texas Stadium. The tickets count down to...
Staples has everything you need to go back to school.
I'm Ms. Kugelmacher, and I hope you're all prepared for math.
Notebooks.
Advanced geometry.
Protractor graph paper notebooks.
Here's your syllabus.
Wastebasket.
And your textbook.
7-gallon wastebasket.
You're expected to read every word.
Highlighter.
There will be homework.
Folders.
Lots of homework.
Book bag.
Tons of homework.
Hand truck.
And there will be pop quizzes.
Pencils.
Every week.
Pencil sharpener.
And a final examination.
Calculator.
There will be no calculators.
Small calculator.
I expect your work to be neat.
White out.
Organized.
Paper clipped.
And legible.
300-dot resolution laser printer.
I will not tolerate tardiness.
Alarm clock.
And don't forget.
Post-it notes.
You can easily be removed from this class.
Thank you notes. Staples has everything you need to go back to school. The guaranteed low price on over 5,000 items. Staples. Yeah, we've got that.
It's allergy season again. Where should you turn for relief? Benadryl or the leading prescription? The answer may surprise you. Medical studies prove histamine-blocking Benadryl is 54% more effective than the leading prescription. More effective at relieving even your worst allergy symptoms, like runny noses. That's a real eye-opener. Benadryl, 54% more effective than the leading prescription. Use as directed, studies use Benadryl allergy at standard 50 milligram dose.
Mr. Robert Goulet reads from The Writings of Bart, the collected after-school blackboard writings of young Bart Simpson. Mr. Goulet.
I will not trade pants with others. I will not do that thing with my tongue. I will not Xerox my butt. A burp is not an answer. I will not pledge allegiance to Bart. I will not eat things for money. I will not bring sheep to class. I will not instigate revolution. My name is not Dr. Death.
To experience all of Bart's blackboard writings, watch every classic episode of The Simpsons.
I will not call the principal Spudhead.
The Simpsons, now five times a week.
You probably know someone who thinks they're pretty smart. Chances are you're related to them. In fact, they're usually married to your sister. Yes, the brother-in-law. You know the one. 6'4", good-looking, fertile, vice president, stock options, won the lottery, bought low, sold high, your parents worship him, good hair. I hate him already, and I don't even know him. Yes, you've been paddling in his wake for years, then suddenly you discover Mind Trap the Game. The idea behind it is simple. Whoever answers the most brain-teasing questions wins. It's all a matter of lateral thinking, thinking being the operative word. There's long questions, silly questions, murder mysteries, funny questions, and short questions, like this. If the maker doesn't want it, the buyer doesn't use it, the user never sees it, what is it? The answer is a coffin. Try that on Mr. Goodhair. The best thing about Mind Trap is you don't have to be a nuclear fusion expert to guess the answers. It's a level playing field. So invite Mr. Good Bone Structure over and kick some Butinsky. Buy Mind Trap and just do what I did. Read all the cards and memorize the answers. Mind Trap, the perfect game for people who think they're smart.
They're good enough for...
Oh, what do you have to lose but more of your own hair? Call 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Live in a Fox and Jacobs home, you need to be prepared, because in a house this big, just getting from room to room takes longer than you think.
Extra batteries, Fox matches.
You get the most home for your money with a Fox and Jacobs home. Enormous kitchen, gargantuan breakfast nooks, and great rooms the size of a national forest. At least that's what it feels like in a Fox and Jacobs home, priced from the 90s. Visit foxandjacobs.com for details on neighborhood locations throughout the Metroplex.
First aid kit, Fox!
And here's the DVD.
Okay, kids, we've got some ground to cover. Stay close together.
I dedicate my new fragrance, Freedom, to the young men and women of today. One scent for him, one for her.
I remember when I was a kid. School was out, the whole neighborhood would be out playing hide and seek, and it would be late. I don't think I ever felt so free. Friday, 5 o'clock. Turn off the computer, the pager, and cell phone. I'm free.
Freedom was dumping my pathetic boyfriend.
Freedom from me, falling in love.
Saturday night, Times Square, there's like people from 100 different countries hanging out, partying. That's freedom.
Freedom's a beach, man.
Finally getting the kids to bed.
Hitting the road on my bike.
Freedom's my state of mind.
Tommy Hilfiger Freedom. For her, for him. A new sound and fragrance.
This is an actual email sent to the National Fatherhood Initiative.
My father left when I was 2 months old, and I've never met him. I'm 16 now. And although I have written to him, he has cut off all communication with me. I don't understand what I could have done for him to hate me this much. Please, help me understand this.
Is somebody missing you?
A message from the Ad Council, the Texas Fatherhood Initiative, and the NFI.
Worth. Register online at active.com. A message from Switch Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Ticket.
Ticket, ticket.
Wisconsin U is still looking for their first win of the season. Southern Lefkas and the Tylock Ice Center bring you the ticker, and there's no time like homecoming for the Ponies. They play Fresno State at 2. They start freshman quarterback Chris Phillips, and Phil Bennett says Phillips is qualified.
One of the things he told me before we went out is the coach was going to score on the first drive. I should have, next week I'm going to give him a quote, we're going to score on the first four, or we're going to score four of the next six, but I want more stats.
Coverage on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket starts at 1:30. Checking out the schedule in college football at 11. A big game in the Big 12 when Nebraska plays at Texas. 10 minutes later, you've got Michigan and Michigan State. At 12:30, A&M plays Kansas. At 2:30, Oklahoma is taking on Oklahoma State. And Florida playing against Georgia. At 6, Tech plays host to Colorado. And at 6:45, Miami and Virginia Tech square off. Antoine Walker is making his AAC debut when the Mavericks play the Jazz. Walker says he's excited about seeing the Dallas crowd.
I'm excited about the opportunity to finally get a chance to play in front of the Dallas crowd. Look forward to it and feeling the atmosphere of playing here. This is supposed to be probably the best crowd in the league, so looking forward to playing.
Game is at 7:30. Stars play at Nashville at 7. They are fresh off their 4-3 overtime win over Calgary. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Get the latest news on the Cowboys straight from the owner's mouth. Jerry Jones every Friday morning at 10:10 with Norm Hipkins. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet, Riggs Equipment, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
10:35 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to Ben and Skin in for the rant today. We have got a great show for you. We're going to go all the way till noon. Radio Port coming up at 10:50. We're going to tell you about a story where a guy had his arm trapped in a toilet on a train for over 90 minutes.
Happens to me once a week.
At 11:10, we're going to talk Mavs. Are they Dream Team 3 or the next Portland Trailblazers? At 11:30, we're going to have Ryan Jones from Slam Magazine on with us. He wrote a book on LeBron James.
Yeah.
And then at 11:50, we're going to debut our new Mavericks postgame wrap.
That's all I really care about, Ben.
I can't wait for that. I hear it's very good. No, that's right. I heard it. That's going to come up at 11:50. Of course, tonight is the Mavs home opener. Of course, the first Mavs postgame show with Ben and Skin. Right now we're talking Dallas Cowboys football, and our phones are lighting up a little bit, so let's go to the phones. KB in Frisco, you're on with Ben and Skin on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
What's up, boys?
What's up, KB?
Good to have you guys on the radio again.
Hey, thanks.
So I've listened to your comments, and I'm not going to disagree with all of them. I'm going to agree with you what you're saying about Quincy and Hambrick, but what I think you need to consider is who in the NFC scares you? Other than St. Louis.
No, I mean, I think you've got a good point. I think that when, you know, I was looking at the Cowboys before the season started and thinking, you know, hey, this is a 6-win team or whatever. I mean, I think, you know, when you look at talent-wise, they don't blow you away with talent, but you do have to put the picture in the frame and realize that the rest of the NFC is pretty underwhelming. You know, you look at it before the season starts, you think, oh, Philly, boy, that's going to be tough. That's a loss. So, one of the things that's been good for the Cowboys is their injury situation has not been dire. I mean, they've had injuries like every other team, but it hasn't been the significance of, say, Philly, where they lose practically their whole secondary, or the Giants, where they have to start three rookies at the same time on the offensive line. And you're right. You do have to look at the rest of the league and realize, well, you know what? The Cowboys aren't all that bad. But I think, you know, a lot of these points about Ben's point about Quincy or Hambrick or whatever is that at the most important positions, they're not set up in a way to where they're one of the best teams in the league.
I will agree with that, but you have to consider we've got a top seven defense, we've got a good offensive line, we've got the best receiving core in the league. That right there can win games with the best football coach in the league.
How did that work out against Tampa Bay?
Yeah, but Tampa Bay, why do we come in there at Tampa in the first quarter and say, we're going to establish the run? We should have been lighting them up.
Because it's not about this season. Parcells is not getting swept away like we are, like we Cowboy homers are. He's not swept up in the record. He knows what this team is. He looks at it every day. He knows where they're strong and where they're weak. And this year, he doesn't give a damn about the record this year. This is a complete rebuilding year for him to find out what he's got with the team that was assembled before he got here. Then he's going to act on that in free agency in the draft to fill the holes. Next year is the year. But with these holes, I mean, if the Cowboys had played a tough schedule thus far, their record would be nowhere near it is. It's that way. It's a little bit of duct tape, a fog machine, and a mirror, because basically they've played a weak schedule.
Do you think we can go 4-5?
I think it's possible. I don't think it's possible. Yeah, and I'm convinced now he thinks it's possible. I don't think it's likely, but I don't think it's possible. And it's still, even though we do realize, hey, there's not that many good teams out there, I mean, there's still the remaining schedule is the teams that are on it are, when you look at talent, they are better than the Cowboys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and look,
hang up. I know you're getting ready to get into the Chuck.
Does this guy have his own show now?
Yeah, what do you have?
The Chuck, before you get in and start pumping Chuck up, if you'll remember on Hard Knocks, I think his quote was, "Coach, I'm trying as hard as I can."
All right.
Thanks, Gibby.
Check for him. He's on Sundays 1-5.
All right, here's my point about Chuck and why I think the case could be made that Quincy is the same quarterback he was last year. He's doing better this year, and I think Parcells has put him in a situation to do better. Obviously, having Terry Glenn doesn't hurt. But I think, you know, at this point last year, through the same amount of games, the Cowboys have scored 56 more points. Now, not all that is because the offense. In fact, the offense, I believe, has only scored more than one touchdown once during the season. Is that correct?
Well, the Detroit game, I know that they scored a couple offensively.
But I think that's the only game. Other than that, it just hasn't been a barn burner offense. Yeah, Quincy's making better decisions and whatnot. But my whole point before we went to the break is, if you thought that Quincy should have been benched last year after 7 games, well, guess what? His numbers are almost identical this year after 7 games. Check it out. All right, in 2002, when he was benched, his completion percentage, 56.6. This year, 58.7. He was, he had passed for 1,507 yards this year, 1,465 last year. So pretty close there, too. This year, 7 touchdowns, 7 picks. Last year, 7 touchdowns, 8 picks. Almost the same. His quarterback rating this year, 79.3. His quarterback rating last year when they benched him, 72.3. So, he's basically putting up the exact same numbers. The results have been better, but I contend that it's because the schedule is weak, and because Parcells is so great. So I think Hutchinson has more talent than Quincy. I don't think that there's any question about that. Yeah, talking to Cowboys receivers, and Quincy's come a long way. I'm not going to take anything away from that. But Cowboys receivers would tell you last year that Hutchinson will hit you on the run. When Quincy throws the ball, you have no idea where it's going to go, and clearly he's gotten a lot better. But you still see Quincy miss too many easy passes. And my whole point is when Hutchinson's ready, and maybe it's not yet. It might be the whole season. It might be next year. He's the quarterback of the future of the two of them, I think, because he has so much more talent.
See, the thing about it, though, is if you're just going on talent, Ryan Leaf has more talent than Quincy Carter. I mean, if you just want to talk about the basic, hey, this is the prototype quarterback, the big arm and stuff like that. And you know, going into the season, I thought that they didn't have a quarterback on the roster. And I think it's a combination of finding or utilizing what Quincy does well and having a guy that has given him confidence. I think Parcells has given Quincy confidence. He still makes those ugly throws, and they still...
Well, wouldn't he give the same confidence to Hutchinson? If Hutchinson was ready, if Hutchinson was in the same system, the same receivers with Parcells' greatness, couldn't he at least do the same thing Quincy's doing?
Well, my feeling on that is at the end of the preseason, Hutchinson was moping. I mean, Parcells...
Well, he wasn't ready. Parcells just said, hey, guy's not ready. He just came out of baseball. Give him some time. But I don't think he gave up on him altogether.
No, I mean, you're probably right. Maybe he does have a plan for Chutch, but if he does, I mean, if we're going to instill this confidence in, or, you know, trust Parcells to make the right decisions, then, you know, he's going with Quincy right now, and they're 5-2. I mean, if you're
right, but against a real weak schedule. What's going to happen if, you know, what if they lose the next 10 games? Are you still going to be on the Quincy bandwagon?
It just depends on how he performs.
What if he continues to perform about the same amount, same way he performed last year?
You mean in the first 7 games?
Yeah.
I mean, that team was what, 3-4 when he got benched? This team is 5-2.
But it's against a much weaker schedule.
Well, it is. Well, yeah, but if you look at it from before the season, it's not a weaker schedule. Philly and the Giants, I mean, they had their problems. They have their problems that no one expected. That's just the nature of the way the NFL is. If you're 5-2, that's what you got to go with because you play the schedule that's in front of you.
Pumpkin. pumpkin. Let's go to the Drop Kid. You're on with Ben and Skin on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, dude.
All right, here's the deal.
Has your voice dropped? Is this the same Drop Kid?
Yes, this is the same.
Damn.
Listen to you,
up,
dog.
Man.
You grows up.
Paper or plastic.
What do you got, dude?
All right, I hear all these people talking about the playoffs, okay? I just wanted to know if anybody remembered the beginning of the season when Parcells said that it may take, 3 years to make a turnaround. And, I mean, in 3 years we may be talking playoffs, but for right now, that's the reason Parcells isn't getting into this record is because it's the beginning of the year. He said that it'll be 3 years before they even have a chance to be competitors. And, I mean, as a diehard fan, I mean, I can wait.
Everybody will be happy with that.
Excellent, excellent. Let's put it to you like this. You can put it in terms that everyone can understand. Let's say that you get to go play in a pickup basketball game, okay? And it turns out you're going to go play with a bunch of former pro players. You're playing basketball, and let's just say you pull some shots out of your A. You know, you shoot some threes and you just get nothing but net. But you know what? You've never played basketball in your life. They just happen to go in. You know that you're not going to be able to continually do that every time. So you're not going to go dump Gatorade on yourself and go say you're going into the NBA. You know that you just happened to get a win that day. It just happened to work out. Everything fell for you. Parcells is the exact same. He's not going to go around and start parading around and dumping Gatorade on himself and popping champagne bottles because he knows what he has, and it's not that great. He's getting the most out of them. My whole point is Cowboy fans need to temper their enthusiasm just a little bit. I'm with you. I'm not a Cowboy hater. I'm a Cowboy homer. But I'm not going to get myself so excited about this record against this weak-ass schedule when I know that the Cowboys are truly a pumpkin for right now. I think they'll be better next year, but for right now, they're just not there. Let's go to Lewis in Dallas here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, Lewis.
Hey, check this out. First off, I'm a pretty big-time Cowboys fan, but I'm not overly excited about it other than, hey, it's fun to watch and see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I got a couple of things on what you're talking about there. First off, with Troy Hamburg, I kind of feel like it's vindication. For all his talk last year, hey, he ain't doing any better than Emmitt Smith was. And if you're going to rag Emmitt Smith like a lot of people were last year, you know, this guy, everybody's saying, hey, he deserves his time to give him his place. Well, you know, Emmitt Smith didn't do any worse than he did. In fact, I think Emmitt Smith was doing better last year. He was carrying almost 4 yards a carry. But that's that on that. So I don't mind seeing Troy Hamburg do poorly right now as much as I like seeing the Cowboys do well. As far as Hutchinson coming in last season, If you want to use the season as your preseason, then yes. But if you're trying to give the fans something to watch in hopes that they'll win a game here and there and be competitive, hell no, you don't bring him in.
See, you know what my feeling on this, Ben, is that, you know, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say, no, I think Quincy is far and away the quarterback of the future. But, you know, going into the thing, we thought that the back half of the schedule was definitely tougher than the front half, but we still didn't think the Cowboys were going to be 5-2. So I don't see how you pull the cord on what's working right now until that actually happens.
I just say you don't make your Super Bowl plans just yet, and I think a lot of Cowboy fans are.
Well, that's the dumb Cowboy
fan. And I'm not sold on Quincy Carter is what I'm saying. Maybe Hutchinson's not the guy, but to me, Quincy Carter's the same quarterback he was. He's just making a few better decisions. He's got more weapons, and Parcells is forcing him to focus more on football to get the most out of him. He's getting the most out of Quincy, but I just don't think there's that much there to get.
I think Quincy looks way better than last year. And
no question. No question. Now, I don't think you'll be able to tell much from this Washington game. I mean, Washington is banged up. Both their backs, their first back candidate, their second back, Betts, I don't know if either of those guys are going to play.
6-2 will be 6-2 if they win, though.
Yeah, I agree. But Spurrier's, you know, he's saying he's been NFL-ized. He's probably going to go back to college coaching next year. So I don't think you can take much of that. Now, these are the games. After the Washington game, then you'll find out what type of quarterback you have and what type of team you have, the Cowboys, when you play Buffalo, then you go to New England, then you got Carolina, then you got Miami.
That's tough.
The Cowboys could so easily go 0-4 over
there
and play miserably. But if Quincy's got something in his bag over those four games, he'll show us.
Let's take a look.
All right, coming up next, the Ben and Skin staple, Radio Pork. We're going to tell you about a shocking new reality television show that you're going to want to tune into here. Coming up next.
Pull it out.
Come on!
on?
Come on, D1, get your drink on with the ticket slab.
Bring it on!
It's the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket November item of the month. Just in time to help you fight through the boring holiday party season. It's a perfectly portable liquid libation container, and it's just the right size to sneak into a game, sneak into your office, or spike the party punch bowl. Feel the warmth of your favorite non-alcoholic beverage in the stainless steel flask emblazoned with a ticket logo. Click on theticket.com and knock out all your holiday shopping while knocking your friends out at the same time. From the station that...
But tuition, all with the new Wells Fargo Home Equity Line of Credit. It gives you control over your finances. You use the money when you need it, as you need it, and only have to apply once, no matter how many times you use it. And the interest rates on equity lines of credit are lower than most other financing options. Plus, the interest is usually tax deductible. Wells Fargo has been helping people reach their financial goals for over 150 years. And their new home equity line of credit is just one more way they do it. See a Wells Fargo banker today to find the one that's perfect for you. With a Wells Fargo home equity line of credit, the key to your house can open a lot more doors. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank, equal housing lender. Consult your tax advisor regarding deductibility of interest.
Welcome back. What a game this has been.
You said it, Bob. And, whoa, wait a minute. What is that on the field? Looks like they brought out a secret weapon.
I'm not even sure that's legal.
Let's go down to the sidelines for a minute and find out more. Jim?
Well, guys, we heard about this in the early season scouting report, but this is the first time we've seen it at a game. It's the new Weber Q portable gas grill. Check out these stats. 280 square inches of grilling space on a porcelain enamel cast iron cooking grate. A full-size burner with real Weber power. It's only 31 and a half inches long, but cooks 15 burgers and brats at the same time. And with a 7-inch high-capacity hood, it can cover an entire chicken. You don't see talent like this very often.
I haven't seen an appetite like that since the days of the fridge.
The Weber Q Portable Gas Grill. Real Weber power to go. See it at Weber.com or go to Jackson's, Grill Doctor, CNS Hardware, Foreman's, The Firehouse, and participating Ace True Value and Do It Best stores.
You know, one thing about sports fans is they all see things a little differently. Some of them can't wait for the next Mavericks game. Some of them are waiting for the Stars to get back out there. Some of them like college football, some pro football.
But if you want to see things a lot differently, check out High Definition TV at Tweeter.
Hey now, the Hardline, Mike Reiner here.
And Greg Williams here.
No matter what action you're watching this weekend, you won't believe the difference in HD.
Watching a game in HD is like nothing you've ever seen before. The colors are more vibrant, the angles are different, and you can actually see the play develop.
And if you check out HD at Tweeter, it'll be like having the best seat in the stadium. They know the TVs, they know the technology, and all the details of what you need to get HD working for you.
And at Tweeter, they'll explain it, deliver it, and install it, brother. It's high definition. It's the only way to watch your favorite game. It's high definition. Grego and I both dig it. We bet you will, too. Check out Tweeter today.
I'm Layla. Oklahoma faces perhaps their only test of the season. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
Offer good with approved credit. Includes dealer discounts and dealer rebates. Tax, title, and license not included in 60-month lease. See Dallas Morning News for details.
See the sun rolling. Rolling. I fever up and down the road.
Ford fever has reached epidemic levels at Duncanville Ford, driving down prices on all 03. Red hot Ford fever deals like an 03 F-150, just $18,995 or $279 a month. An 03 Taurus, just $16,315 or $288 a month. An 03 Ranger, just $14,940 or $234 a month. Red hot Ford fever deals this weekend at Duncanville Ford, just minutes from the Metroplex. From Dallas, take 67 South to I-20 East and the Camp Wisdom exit. From Fort Worth, take I-20 East to Cottrell Hill. Call 866-226-7760 now. That's 866-226-7760. Cure your Ford fever at Duncanville Ford. DFW's best.
Ford fever.
Dallas Fort Worth's ticket.
Ticket ticker.
Oklahoma antagonists have been pretty happy for the past few years after they've lost to Oklahoma State. This year, the Sooners play host to the Cowboys, and Bob Stoop says this is a serious game.
We've got to be on top of our game here at home to have an opportunity to win and stay undefeated and stay after the championships that we're after.
Kickoff is at 2:30. Nebraska plays Texas at 11. At 11:10, Michigan plays Michigan State. A&M taking on Kansas at 12:30. SMU plays host to Fresno State at 2. You can listen to that one right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Georgia and Florida square off at 2:30 in the cocktail party. The late game is at 6:45 with none other than Miami and Virginia Tech. After two games, the Mavericks are 1-1. They're coming off a win over Golden State on the West Coast, 95-87. Tonight, they play Utah. Mark Schumann says the offense isn't quite yet up to par.
We're out of sync because the shots weren't falling, and when your shots aren't falling, you have to really be able to operate as a team. Team defense, team offense.
You're at Cuba with the Musers in the morning. Game is at 7:30 at the AAC. Stars play Nashville at 7. They're coming off a 4-3 overtime win against Calgary. Our next ticket picker is at 11:10 with the great Ty Walker, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to Ben and Skin on the weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. So your mama doesn't like Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Well, your mama's so fat when she dances, she makes the band skip.
10:54 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You got Ben and Skin sitting in for the rant today. Usually we do it the last Saturday of each month, but the rant went to go get drunk on Halloween, so we accommodated their schedule. Coming up at 11:10, we're going to get into the Mavericks, try and sort out what's going on with them. We're going to have Ryan Jones on at 11:30. He's written a book about LeBron James. But right now, my man Ben Rogers over there has a very interesting story about she-male reality television.
Yes, Skin, and I think we should go ahead and say this edition of Radio Pork is brought to you by Pork.
Yeah, good point.
And, yeah, this first story, this is absolutely shocking. A new reality television show overseas, Skin, and we've got this off the BBC. Actually, a guy, J.R. Callahar, I think he might be a Line 4 guy. I'm not sure, but he emailed me this story.
Oh,
basically, it's a new reality show called There's Something About Miriam. And six bachelors over the course of the show do whatever they can desperately to bed this beautiful woman.
So it's like what's on every station on TV right now.
Yeah, basically. But the viewers are in on a little secret from the start, and that is that Miriam is a man. She's a bisexual. She's a pre-op bisexual. She's a
transsexual.
She's basically a she-male.
She's got parts.
She's got a fake rack and looks like J-Lo basically, but. Definitely has a full operational package.
She has a wiener?
The Love Below, if you will, is fully operational and very male. Anyways, these six guys, they spend the entire course of the show just trying to woo her. And so at the very end, Miriam picks the winner, and she says, "I've got something to show you." And she lifts her skirt to reveal that she's got, you know,
she's got game down there.
She's got full male cargo intact. And the guys went absolutely crazy.
It's hard to believe they wouldn't find this amusing.
Oh,
it's funny. She has a package.
Because, you know, all during the course of all these episodes, they've been cuddling with her, kissing her, hugging him, her, whatever you want to call it.
Running to the bathroom to handle up.
And I can't believe that the producers of the show were shocked that these guys were outraged and that now these guys are just trying to keep this show from going on the air. They filed a huge lawsuit. And one of the guys was a Royal Marine Commando. Commando over there.
Impressive,
so
British guy.
I'm guessing he's the guy that punched the producer. But can you imagine? Because wasn't that thing on Jerry Springer?
Yep. Yeah.
Where the guy was the gay relationship was shown and there were murders and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
It wasn't Springer. It was the chick, the blonde chick with the fake.
Oh,
right.
Jenny Jones.
Yes, Jenny Jones. And then you know they bring these two dudes on and one dude says, "By the way, you know I want to get up in it," and the other guy freaked out and killed him. So
wow.
It's not, you know what?
All right!
Basically, what I think people that are in any type of production work, whether it be TV or film or whatever, need to realize is that the random heterosexual man doesn't want homosexuality sprung on him on national TV in front of a big audience. That is a course for disaster.
That's
you know what they should have known? Here's the thing. I saw the picture. You know, you can find the story online, and they got this picture, this promo shot of the six dudes that were on the show, and their faces are blurred out. But basically, they're all laying down. They're practically laying on top of each other, and they're shirtless, and they're all kind of laying. I mean, they look like it's a very gay pose that they're doing. That should have been a giveaway that they were being set up.
But you know what? It's like, hey, you're going to be, like, what if they said, hey, Skin, you're going to be on Survivor. Well, now you probably would have caught this.
Let's
just say they say, hey, Sean Bass, you're going to be on Survivor. And so you're like, cool, I'm going to be on TV.
Hi, oh, I'm gay.
If they tell you to, you know, sit down on a boat in a Speedo next to some other guys, you're not going to think anything of it.
No.
Right? You're going to go, hey, man, I'm on TV. I'd do the same thing. Hey, man, I'm on TV. Mom, Dad, y'all see me? Anyway, so maybe that's why. But, wow, that is all I care about is getting the bootleg version of that show. I've got
to
see that.
Hit up eBay because another thing that you'll probably be seeing, you don't even have to go to eBay to see this. This is going to be all over the place. This happened in a Los Angeles suburb, Benny Boy. Police said Jerry Curry, who is an L.A. attorney, was shot on a walkway outside the Van Nuys courthouse by a man who was upset that Mr. Curry was being paid from his trust fund. And the wacky thing about this was it happened outside of where the trial for Robert Blake was going on. Cameramen were setting up. There's actually pictures of it in today's paper, three still shots of a guy just walking up right outside the courthouse in broad daylight and shooting the lawyer who was assigned to his trust fund. And the fact that it happened outside of Robert Blake's trial is even more weird. Basically, the footage shows that Mr. Curry, who's 53, trying to hide behind a tree while a man identified by police as William Stryer, 64, fired a revolver at him several times. Still photographs got the picture. There's video of it.
And they showed the video last night on TV. I saw it.
You have seen it.
It was wacky because this tree is about 2 inches wide, and the guy's trying to hide, and the guy's just shooting around the tree, and he was just acting like nonchalant, just kind of walking down the street.
Okay.
No big deal.
Okay, random footage watching man. Could you please identify yourself?
I would be Ty Walker.
Ty Walker, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so Ty, the guy got hit, obviously, but it took twice?
Yeah, I mean, the guy shot, like, at least twice, maybe three times, and he was still ducking. And at first you thought, well, maybe he missed. Somehow the guy missed. He was like point blank. But then later they show the guy laying down and he's bleeding all over the place.
Did he die?
Ben, look at this top picture here. And this is in the Metro. They have still photos in the Metro section if you're out of paper. The thing that's nutty about it is the article says that the tree caught some of the bullets. And you're right. This is a thin tree.
It's a little teeny tree.
But the thing about it is that, you know, it's happening in broad daylight. And actually, I think an off-duty officer tackled him. Sean Bass, do you have something you want to say about this?
It was really crazy. I thought, too. He just walks away. The gunman just, it's like,
he was done.
Yeah, I'm done. And I'm walking away. Then this off-duty officer just tackles him from behind. And they beat the hell out of him.
It's so weird. And I've shot a lot of people. And what happens is when you're doing it, you get in this state of just relaxation. You know, it's like, okay, I've got my task.
Euphoria.
Yeah, you've got to do your business and go about it like it's no big deal if you are, in fact,
okay, but wait a second.
People.
The guy that got shot, I'm looking at these pictures here in the Dallas Morning News.
And that's a picture of Marilyn Manson.
The guy, after he got shot, okay, like you said, the shooter walks off very casually, but did the guy who got shot, is this a picture of him walking off as well? Did he walk off or did he fall down?
I think he kind of staggered away.
He had his palms in the air like,
somebody please help me.
Yeah, and then he fell down in the street.
It could have
just been a religious moment. It could have been, you know, trying to get in touch with God.
So then one of the cameramen tackled the shooter?
It was an off-duty police officer.
Okay.
A cop just... Because the guy, like Sean said, the guy just started walking away, and when he turned his back, this guy just came from behind and just pounded his ass.
Looks like a perfect tackle. Looks like...
It was a form tackle. And the weird thing about it, the music that we're listening to, this is a sound actuality. There was a jazz combo set up outside the courthouse.
Freeform jazz.
Yeah, to add to the nuttiness, you have the Robert Blake trial going on inside, a man shooting his attorney outside, and a jazz combo. Just a typical scene in Los Angeles, really.
All right, in other sports radio pork, a man gets his arm stuck in a Metro North toilet in New York. This guy riding on a train drops his cell phone in a toilet.
This is a new TV show?
Have you ever, I keep a lot of stuff in my front pocket, like if I'm wearing a work shirt or something, and
your pocket protector.
I'll put on my phone or a pen or something. And
condoms.
Sometimes if you lean over to hit flush, you know, something might fall out of your pocket. I'm wondering if this happened to this guy. So, I've lost a pen or two before, I think, and now I'm very careful. So this guy, Edwin Gallert, 41 of the Bronx.
Drops his phone
into a toilet. It looks like a plain toilet. You know, it's a little metal one. It looks like it probably has the blue water, and it's pretty small. Anyways, this dude drops his phone in, so he decides it'd be a good idea to reach in and try to grab it. He couldn't see it. It went down the drain a little bit. So he reaches in there and gets his arm stuck. His arm is stuck in the toilet for 90 minutes. Finally, a customer at some point contacted the conductor to say there was somebody stuck in the toilet. So this like caused major distress for all of the trains in the area. They had to shut down all types of stuff. They brought in the fire department. They had to actually deconstruct the toilet.
Wow.
They had to completely break it down, bring in the jaws of life. How embarrassed was this guy, and how disgusting was his arm after soaking it? You know, it's like the old Palmolive commercial. Boy, your hands are soft. Have you been soaking in Palmolive? No, I had my arm in a crapper for 90 minutes on a subway train.
The thing about it is, too, and I mean, who hasn't been there? We've all washed our cell phone in the toilet before. But you just really got to pick and choose your spots. I mean, there's a soundbite of what happened on the train. Oh, damn. So you just got to be real careful, you know. You got to pick and choose a toilet you want to put your arm down, basically.
Yeah, but I mean, I just can't believe this story. I just can't believe the guy. How embarrassing, man! How absolutely embarrassing.
Ben, it is a crapper. Okay, you know, there's one quick thing I want to squeeze in before we move on to Maverick action. If you're a big fan of the Ben and Skin Show, and we really are happy that both of you out there are. You know that we're big fans of the Ali G Show, which is the HBO madness with the wacky British guy that does Ali G, who is kind of the politically ignorant white rapper guy. And then he also has a character that's from Kazakhstan, and then the gay guy. The show has been picked up for brand new episodes, going to be coming on HBO for next season. And we are very, very excited about this. If you're not familiar with the Ali G Show, you're missing out, because it is... it's good, smart, dumb humor. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty. He sets up famous political people who think he's a real, British TV journalist that has this wacky hip hop persona. So we're very excited about that. A new season of Ali G coming soon to an HBO programming television situation.
Skin, a mad scientist is on the loose with a new chemistry set. Coming up, are the Mavs Dream Team 3 or the next Portland Trailblazers?
This is Dallas Fort Worth's original all sports radio station. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Ticket, established in 1994. Built in Texas by Texans with big name guests. Sports information every 20 minutes on The Ticket ticker at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Local personalities that live here and talk about the teams here. And breaking sports news first. Guaranteed. The home of the hot sports opinion and hot ticket chicks. The original Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
www.theticket.com. So the tuna rolls into town and things got a little more stressful out at the ranch. Stress is bad for you and your hair, and I've been pulling my hair out trying to keep track of this team. Mickey Spagnola here, and seriously, I've been losing some hair for some time now, and I'm too big of a wimp to resort to surgery, so I just accepted the fact I would follow a family tradition of slowly losing my hair. But then I heard about 1-800-GET-HAIR. It's a hair restoration program proven by years of use in Europe and now available in the Metroplex. There's no surgery, no medication, and yet the results are phenomenal. Over 80% of the people stop hair loss and start regrowing hair. I've been involved in the program for several months now, and it's the most painless attempt at trying to recapture your hair. And I started to see more of mine. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR. It's working for me, and it can work for you. Call today and set up a free private consultation at 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Staples has everything you need to go back to school.
I'm Liz Kugelmacher, and I hope you're all prepared for math.
Notebooks.
Advanced geometry.
Protractor graph paper notebooks.
Here's your syllabus.
Wastebasket.
And your textbook.
7-gallon wastebasket.
You're expected to read every word.
Highlighter.
There will be homework.
Folders.
Lots of homework.
Book bag.
Tons of homework.
Hand truck.
And there will be pop quizzes.
Pencils.
Every week.
Pencil sharpener.
And a final examination.
Calculator.
There will be no calculators.
Small calculator.
I expect your work to be neat.
White out.
Organized.
Paperclip.
And legible.
300-dot resolution laser printer.
I will not tolerate tardiness.
Alarm clock.
And don't forget.
Post-it notes.
You can easily be removed from this class.
Thank you notes. Staples is everything you need to go back to school. The guaranteed low price on over 5,000 items. Staples. Yeah, we've got that.
Mr. Robert Goulet reads from The Writings of Bart, the collected after-school blackboard writings of young Bart Simpson. Mr. Goulet.
I will not trade pants with others. I will not do that thing with my tongue. I will not Xerox my butt. A burp is not an answer. I will not pledge allegiance to Bart. I will not eat things for money. I will not bring sheep to class. I will not instigate revolution. My name is not Dr. Death.
To experience all of Bart's blackboard writings, watch every classic episode of The Simpsons.
I will not call the principal Spudhead.
The Simpsons, now 5 times a week.
Master at 214-2738000. USA versus Mexico. You don't want to miss it.
I'm Ty Walker, homecoming on the hilltop. Next on the Ticket Chicken.
Hi, this is Marty Turkle, goalie for the Dallas Stars. And when I'm in the net, I got a whole team looking at me for my speed and quickness. So I know a little something about reliability. That's why, when I'm on the net, I use nothing but high-speed internet from Comcast. Because in this town, there's nothing faster or more reliable.
Call now, because for a limited time, basic installation is free. Just call 1-800-COMCAST and get connected today. That's 1-800-COMCAST.
Speed, quickness, and reliability. That's high-speed internet from Comcast.
Certain restrictions apply. Call Comcast for pricing, equipment, and service details. After promotional period, regular monthly service, equipment charges, and taxes apply. Free basic installation offer limited to standard installation for new residential customers.
It's allergy season again. Where should you turn for relief? Benadryl or the leading prescription? The answer may surprise you. Medical studies prove histamine-blocking Benadryl is 54% more effective than the leading prescription. More effective at relieving even your worst allergy symptoms, like runny noses. That's a real eye-opener. Benadryl, 54% more effective than the leading prescription. Used as directed, studies use Benadryl allergy at standard 50 milligram dose.
You probably know someone who thinks they're pretty smart. Chances are you're related to them. In fact, they're usually married to your sister. Yes, the brother-in-law. You know the one. 6'4", good-looking, fertile vice president, stock options, won the lottery, bought low, sold high, your parents worship him, good hair. I hate him already, and I don't even know him. Yes, you've been paddling in his wake for years, then suddenly you discover Mind Trap the Game. The idea behind it is simple. Whoever answers the most brain-teaching questions wins. It's all a matter of lateral thinking, thinking being the operative word. There's long questions, silly questions, murder mysteries, funny questions, and short questions like this. If the maker doesn't want it, the buyer doesn't use it, the user never sees it, what is it? The answer is a coffin. Try that on Mr. Goodhair. The best thing about Mind Trap is you don't have to be a nuclear fusion expert to guess the answers. It's a level playing field. So invite Mr. Good Bone Structure over and kick some Butinsky. Buy Mind Trap and just do what I did. Read all the cards and memorize the answers. Mind Trap, the perfect game for people who think they're smart.
An all-new Sunday begins with King of the Hill featuring Brad Pitt. Tomorrow starting at 6:30 on Fox 4. The Ticket.
At 0-8 on the season, SMU looking for some inspiration. The sticker brought to you by Fitness HQ and McKinney Dodge. They might get it this afternoon as they play their homecoming game against Fresno State. Ponies head coach Phil Bennett says the Bulldogs 4-4 record this year is a bit misleading.
Somebody asked me, are they down this year with a 4-4 record? And all I'm going to tell you is Oklahoma, Tennessee, Oregon State, Colorado State. I mean, that's a tough schedule.
You can hear SMU football right here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, our coverage will start today at 1:30. Just today now, before the Cowboys will take on the Redskins out of Texas Stadium, Darren Woodson says the timing of this game couldn't be any better.
You're just in that home first of all. You're playing a rival team. That, you know, both teams really understand who you know each other are. You know each other's personnel. You understand each other's strengths and weaknesses.
Sammy Sosa says that he will not exercise the opt-out clause of his contract. That means Sosa will be in a Cubs uniform through the 2005 season. He's hit .279 with 40 homers and 103 RBI this past season. That's the Ticket Ticker. Our next Ticket Ticker at 11:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Cowboys Redskins tomorrow at noon at Texas Stadium. The Ticket Dallas Cowboys countdown to kickoff begins at 10 a.m. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
11:12 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to Ben and Skin subbing in for The Rant today. Skin, I always love your music selections. What are we listening to here?
Ben, we are listening to a three-piece dance disco band called Tortured Soul. I actually saw them live last week and was pretty blown away. It's a lot of fun. This drummer's this squatty little white dude that plays drums and sings at the same time. And it's a blast. It's a really cool band. If you have Tortured Soul comes to you, you got to go check them out.
Sweet. All right, coming up at 11:30, we've got LeBron James talk. We're going to be joined by Ryan Jones from Slam Magazine, the author of a book on LeBron that recently came out. At 11:50, we are going to preview the Mavs-Jazz game and play the debut title track. We're going to debut the title track for the Mavs postgame show, our new intro rap.
I cannot wait to hear this. You went off in a cave and recorded this, and you're going to let me hear it for the first time. I'm very excited.
Well, right now we're going to jump into a little Mavs as well. Basically, this team is in training camp right now.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while to get the chemistry worked out. You've got a lot of new members to this team, and you saw in Golden State the way that Nelly handled that game, where, I mean, golly, Fortson played 3 minutes. Delk started the game.
Yeah.
That was odd that he started the game. But weird things going on in the rotation right now, and I thought it was particularly weird that Jameson didn't play very much. Here's a guy who is a team player saying, yeah, I'll come off the bench, no problem. He goes back to Golden State, the team that he mainly, more importantly than any other team, wants to do well against, and he didn't get very many minutes. I wonder how that all went about. I wonder if there was any animosity there at all.
Yeah, and especially, you know, you're talking about Jameson, a guy going back to Golden State where he, you know, was a fan favorite. I mean, they loved him in Golden State. It's a real interesting situation as the Mavericks try and figure out who exactly they are. I still think they're one of the top two or three teams in the West, just talent alone, but things change dramatically. The Mavericks used to run a lot of two-man stuff, you know, and stuff that Nelly didn't do in the past based on the talent that they had. Nelly likes a forward that can move the ball, and now he's got one in Walker, and so you even started from the, I mean, if you watch the first 4 or 5 minutes, excuse me, I got crazy spit in my mouth. If you watch the first 4 or 5 minutes of the Laker game, you know, if you're a big Maverick fan, you're seeing stuff out there like, what the hell are they running? I'm not used to seeing this stuff. And that's because Nelly's going to start implementing the type of offense he really likes to use, because he feels like in Walker, he's got a guy that can do some of the things that he likes to do. And where that main crunch happens is it happens on Antoine Jameson. And there was talk about, hey, you know, this Walker trade just came up and we just couldn't pass it up. Well, I'm a little bit skeptical of that, just for the fact that, hey, Antoine Walker was on the trading block since June. Now, it could have been that the Mavericks had been trying to talk to them all season and put something together, but I'm not so sure that I buy that. And I think once that they got Jameson in here and identified the type of stuff that he does well, and if you heard Nelly on with Norm earlier in the week, he's like, you know, we can't really run plays for Jameson because of the type of player he is. He needs to score, moving towards the basket, score in transition, and that type of stuff. Those things will come, but they'll come as part of a movement, offensive passing game, and they're not there yet in terms of knowing it. And the season started, and because the West is so tough, if they dork around now and they lose games that they should be winning, it's going to bite them in the ass later in the year. So Nelly felt like, you know, you're not going to see Finley playing 42 minutes and Dirk playing 45 and Antoine playing 42. You're going to see him spread those minutes around, but they were kind of in panic mode, second night of a back-to-back. And when the season's said and done, and you look back and you say, damn, they lost to Golden State when Golden State didn't have Nick Van Exel or Troy Murphy or these guys, that's a terrible loss. And that could mean a whole shift in position. With the West, it's no longer the Big Four. You've got to include Minnesota, and I think you have to include Phoenix. That means two really good teams are going to start the playoffs away. And so the positioning, even this early in the season, is critical. A lot of teams have to work out chemistry issues, but the Mavs are going to have to force chemistry now.
Right.
You know, that's the situation they're in.
And, you know, and some of the other teams in the West, the Spurs got a bunch of new guys. The Lakers, obviously, the Kings and the Wolves, they're all going to be working through some chemistry issues. But, you know, the fact that this deal just happened so late,
right,
Mavs have more than anybody. But let's talk about Antoine Walker a little bit. After watching the Mavs the first two games, I am excited about Antoine Walker. And I think that this is going to be his team. This is going to be Antoine Walker's team. When I see him out there vocalizing, I'm just really talking to everybody and asserting himself, and he just looks like a guy that's not out there just running through the motion. He looks like a guy that's out there trying to win, trying to lead the team to win, keeping everybody together. The Mavs have a bunch of reluctant leaders in Dirk, Nash, and Finley, guys that are great guys and great players, but they're not the type of players that get in people's faces.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Walker is going to be that, and I am so thrilled about him, and he's far more talented than I realized he was. I mean, he is nice on the inside. I mean, he is not scared to take it in. And whenever he has the rock, I just have complete confidence that something good is going to happen. I've loved seeing the way that he's found Dirk a few times on cuts, and that's what makes him so dangerous. Guys, if guys would start cutting without the ball, they're going to get it in good situations.
And that's part of Nelly installing, the passing game, the motion game. And one of the things about Antoine Walker, you know, he had this reputation coming with him from Boston. Well, let's talk about that. You know, Danny Ainge said, I absolutely had to get Antoine Walker out of the locker room because he had too much of a grip on the locker room. There was no doubt he ran things, and Ainge didn't like the way he ran it. But one of the knocks on Antoine Walker was, hey, this is a power forward that shot 600 threes. You know, that is ridiculous. Well, you know, Boston shot as a team 2,100 threes. He is one of two guys on that team that could score, and he didn't even shoot a third of their three-pointers. You want ridiculous? Walter McCarthy shooting 250 threes. That's ridiculous. That is what they did up there in Boston. They pushed the ball. They jacked it. It was successful the year before because they played the defense to go along with it. They didn't play the defense last year, and that's why it was such a disastrous year for him. Walker can play within a system. He's not a lone gunner. You know what I'm saying? That's what they did up there in Boston. If you look at their roster, yeah, you want him taking at least a third of their threes because him and Pierce and even Delk's got a nice stroke, but who else was going to take them? That's the system that he was in. I think that you touched on it. I think that there's a chance for Dirk and Walker to establish a really beautiful chemistry. And I think it is very important for the Mavericks to go ahead and have Walker at the 3 and Dirk at the 4, find who it is that they want to play at the 5. You know, right now you'd have to say it's Fortson, and keep Finley at the 2 and Nash at the 1, and that's going to be their best chance, I think, of starting the game. And then when you want to bring Jamison in and move and go with what they're calling the 34, the 3 power forwards, you know, that's fine, but I don't think Dirk needs to start the game at center. I think that's going to be a problem. I know that they're trying to work through things now, but I'm hoping, you know, 7-8 games down the road, that's not the way things are going down. They're going down a little more traditionally, and I think that they can do it. I think that Antoine Walker and Dirk Nowitzki are going to work in tandem really well together. I think it's going to make Dirk a better all-around player, and I think there's no doubt that Walker is going to get him the ball in positions where it's easy for him to score.
When I hear people like Randy Galloway, and I was reading how he's still all over this deal and just a major critic of this deal, you know, how does this make the Mavs better? I just don't understand how you could actually watch a game, the Mavs games so far, even these first two games where they look terrible, and not see how Antoine Walker is going to make them better. I mean, it's a no contest. I mean, he is incredible. And the type of game that he has where he's going to help your rebounding, I mean, he's a great rebounding guy, averages 9 rebounds over his career. Here, he'll probably average double-digit rebounds here in Dallas. He'll also, the way he passes the ball once they get this motion offense clicking, I mean, he's going to get a ton of assists. I mean, they've talked about how he's going to have the opportunity to get a lot of triple-doubles and whatnot this year. I mean, I think I so much prefer having Antoine Walker to Nick Van Exel. And I think they're similar in a lot of the intangibles they bring, but I like him more than Van Exel because, you know, he's 6'9 or whatever. He's 6'8. He's just, you know, he's got passing skills. He can get other guys involved just like Van Exel can. He can also shoot threes. He can, you know, his game's incredible, but he can take it inside also. And, man, I'm so excited about the future with him, and I hope they keep him around. I just wonder, is there enough, you know, the old cliche that you've already heard many times, are there enough balls to go around? I don't necessarily know. That's not my question. My question is, are there enough good defenders to get out on the court with those guys to be successful, or are the Mavericks going to have to trade maybe Finley and Jamison at some point, get a center, get Josh Howard in the lineup, get some guys that can really play shutdown defense?
Yeah, the answer is no and yes. I mean, they don't have enough good defenders right now. There's no question. And Antoine Walker playing the three, there's a lot of dudes at the three that's going to torch him. He got torched at the four a lot. We know that Dirk is not as bad a low post defender as people think he is. Dirk is really exposed out on the wing. And there's a few guys that can overpower Dirk, but there's not that many of them. So I think in the low post, you know, when Dirk is at the four, he's not as big a defensive liability, I think, as a lot of people think. You know, the key is getting everybody to get into the flow and get their points when they need to get their points. You know, Jamison, I don't know what kind of value Jamison has, because you're talking about a guy that he's put up numbers, but they've never translated to wins. He's still young. He's 27, but he has a massive contract. Finley is going to be so hard to trade. I mean, the Finley fascination, as the fake J Kid would say. You've got a guy now that he's not a bad player. I mean, let's not freak out here.
But that'll be me.
I think his best days are behind him. You're starting to see some injuries here and there. And this is the beginning of 5 years left on his contract. 5 years from now, when Finley is 36, he's gonna be making $18 million a year. That contract is absolute poison.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Finley.
Oh, okay.
And what? And so, anyways, you know, that's going to be a really tough situation for them to figure out what they're going to do with Finley, because, you know, first of all, you know, the way they got through the Golden State game playing him at three, I don't think that's going to cut it. I think if Finley's logging heavy minutes at three, you're going to have a problem. You know, if they're going to go that route, I would rather see them play Jamison at the three and Dirk at the center. If they're, you know, what's the point in playing Finley at the three with Dirk at the center and Antoine Walker at the four? I know they're doing it now to get through a tight spot, but I hope 5-6 games down the road, when they got a better feel for this thing, we're not seeing that, because I think that's where you start getting the bad news.
Well, I've always been frustrated by Finley a little bit, but you know, you got to be real careful with how you posture that, because people get all upset. Oh, I can't believe you're bagging on him. He's the heart and soul. Blah blah blah. I'm not, and again, you have to stress it. I'm not saying he's a bad player at all, but when I look at the Mavericks' best five that they can put on the floor, and I say, there's got to be one of these guys, that'll step up and play defense. And everybody talks about how it's heart, it's hustle. Things like that make a good defender, because all these guys are supreme athletes. But Michael Finley seems to be, you know, one of the best athletes in the NBA. He's not very good handling the ball, but just in terms of leaping ability, quickness, size, strength, I mean, he's got it all.
He's explosive.
Why can't he buckle down and be a shutdown defender? And is there a chance that we'll see, as he gets older, his game kind of evolutionize in a way, and see him grow into that, and see him to realize, hey, I've got to do other things to be successful? But they need people. It's the same old song. They need people to step up and be better defenders. He seems like he's got the tools to do it.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. Will he reevaluate what his role is and focus in on just being a guy that does the intangible stuff, that rebounds and plays D? You know, there were stretches, and another thing that he gets knocked on a lot about is not taking it to the hole. I thought there were stretches in the playoffs where he was absolutely brilliant on defense, and stretches where he really got after it on the boards, and I thought the Mavericks benefited from that. I don't think he can be that at the three. I think he's got to be that at the two. But the problem is that this time next year, Josh Howard's going to be really far along, and he's the best defender you have on your team right now in terms of just man-to-man defense, and the dude's a kid.
Okay, so if he's your best defender, eventually you're going to have to find ways to get him in. Well, he plays the same position as Finley, so are you saying you're eventually going to look at a situation where you might need Josh Howard in the game more than Finley?
Well, I think what they're, but I think what they're going to do is they're going to move Finley over to the three, and I think that's bad news. I don't think you can win being that small. I think it's bad news. What, are you going to sit Walker, or are you going to sit Dirk? That ain't going to happen. Well, the Mavericks are certainly getting ready to start what is going to be probably the most interesting season we've had in a long time because of the turnover. There's still high expectations for them, and you can listen to more Maverick talk tonight after their first home game against the Jazz. Me and Ben will be doing the post-game show.
Hey, boys.
Yes.
I have something. I got to play this for you. This was a cut from Don Nelson yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It's wacky. You got to listen.
Let's hear it.
He's talking about, I know Halloween's passed, but this is his Somebody asked him about his favorite costume. Somebody's doing a wacky TV story, and this is his costume. Listen to this.
Well, my best costume is when I'm naked at home. Man, I'm looking good. I have a very handsome Johnson. A very
I don't like that.
I did. I read that this morning, but they didn't print the Johnson part.
The Johnson part wasn't in there.
Very handsome. Well, listen to the postgame show tonight, because we'll have more more Johnson talk.
Now, we're going to have more Johnson talk. We're also going to have a new intro rap to the show.
Yes, we will. And you know what? Well. If people stick around for about 30 minutes or so, I bet they will get to hear that. But coming up next, we are going to have the man who wrote the first national story about LeBron James, and is also now a book, Ryan Jones from Slam Magazine, joins us next.
Tampa Bay took it to the boys.
It didn't surprise me one bit they got beat by Tampa Bay. One
no,
bit.
No, it didn't surprise me either, and there is nothing disgraceful about it. And
no.
There is no shame in allowing that defense to mess you up a little bit because they're really good at it. At the same time, now you got to get it together and take care of a team that you should beat, which is Washington at home next Sunday.
Cowboys Redskins. Tomorrow at 3:15 at Texas Stadium. The tickets countdown to kickoff starts at 1. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet on Sports Radio 1310,
theticket.com.
AP1's Gordon Keith here. You know, there's a lot of car dealerships in the Metroplex. That's the bottom line. And when it comes to getting you a new car, you have to make a choice based on something other than just the car, because several people have the same cars. Well, at North Texas Nissan, they have great people and great prices. Those are things that make a big difference with North Texas Nissan. Number one, I love the fact that there are P1s there. As a matter of fact, it's owned and operated by a guy who lives here in the Metroplex and runs that dealership. He actually cares about you, the customer, and he cares about Sports Radio 13's and the tickets. That's why if you're a P1 customer, he treats you extra special. His name's Kevin McGowan at North Texas Nissan. Go by there, check out the Xteras, the Sentras, the all-new redesigned Nissan Maxima. That's what I'm driving from North Texas Nissan. Absolutely love it. And you go there for the best deals. Go with the people you can trust. North Texas Nissan on I-35 near the Shady Shores exit in Corinth, Texas, just north.
Staples has everything you need to go back to school.
I'm Ms. Kugelmacher, and I hope you're all prepared for math.
Notebooks.
Advanced geometry.
Protractor graph paper notebooks.
Here's your syllabus.
Wastebasket.
And your textbook.
7-gallon wastebasket.
You're expected to read every word.
Highlighter.
There will be homework.
Folders.
Lots of homework.
Book bag.
Tons of homework.
Hand truck.
And there will be pop quizzes.
Pencils.
Every week.
Pencil sharpener.
And a final examination.
Calculator.
There will be no calculators.
Small calculator.
I expect your work to be neat.
Whiteout.
Organized.
Paperclip.
And legible.
300-dot resolution laser printer.
I will not tolerate tardiness.
Alarm clock.
And don't forget.
Post-it notes.
You can easily be removed from this class.
Thank you notes. Staples has everything you need to go back to school. The guaranteed low price and over 5,000 items. Staples. Yeah, we've got that.
Mr. Robert Goulet reads from The Writings of Bart, the collected after-school blackboard writings of young Bart Simpson. Mr. Goulet.
I will not trade pants with others. I will not do that thing with my tongue. I will not Xerox my butt. A burp is not an answer. I will not pledge allegiance to Bart. I will not eat things for money. I will not bring sheep to class. I will not instigate revolution. My name is not Dr. Death.
To experience all of Bart's blackboard writings, watch every classic episode of The Simpsons.
I will not call the principal Butthead.
The Simpsons, now 5 times a week.
And it's Consult Your Tax Advisor regarding deductibility of interest.
You know, you may feel sluggish at the end of your day. If you experience any of these signs, you may not be getting in or absorbing the nutrients you need. Former NFL football player Chuck Fossett is now the head strength and conditioning coach for SMU. He said, our athletes perform and recover better using Nutritox. They have my trust. Look, you know you don't get your 5 servings of veggies every day, so let Nutritox fill in the gap. They have a female, male, and athletic formula to suit your body's needs. Call 877-502-7002 or on the net, www.nutritox.net.
It's allergy season again. Where should you turn for relief? Benadryl or the leading prescription? The answer may surprise you. Medical studies prove histamine-blocking Benadryl is 54% more effective than the leading prescription. More effective at relieving even your worst allergy symptoms, like runny noses. That's a real eye-opener. Benadryl, 54% more effective than the leading prescription. Use as directed. Studies use Benadryl allergy at standard 50 milligram dose.
You probably know someone who thinks they're pretty smart. Chances are you're related to them. In fact, they're usually married to your sister. Yes, the brother-in-law. You know the one. 6'4", good-looking, fertile, vice president, stock options, won the lottery, bought low, sold high, your parents worship him, good hair. I hate him already, and I don't even know him. Yes, you've been paddling in his wake for years, then suddenly you discover Mind Trap the Game. The idea behind it is simple. Whoever answers the most brain-teasing questions wins. It's all a matter of lateral thinking, thinking being the operative word. There's long questions, silly questions, murder mysteries, funny questions, and short questions like this. If the maker doesn't want it, the buyer doesn't use it, the user never sees it, what is it? The answer is a coffin. Try that on Mr. Goodhair. The best thing about Mind Trap is you don't have to be a nuclear fusion expert to guess the answers. It's a level playing field. So invite Mr. Good Bone Structure over and kick some Butinsky. Buy Mind Trap and just do what I did. Read all the cards and memorize the answers. Mind Trap, the perfect game for people who think they're smart.
The pros at your participating North Texas GMC dealers for details. GMC, we are professional grade.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
The next chapter in the Cowboys-Redskins rivalry will happen tomorrow at Texas Stadium. The Ticket brought to you by the Crest Auto Group and Wingstop. Washington coach Steve Spurrier was asked about what he's seen from Bill Parcells' team so far.
Their offense is what's so much better. Good balance of run, passes, three outstanding receivers, running game, Troy Emmons, big strong running back, good offensive line, plenty of players playing well.
Cowboys and Skins will kick off tomorrow at 3. You can hear the pregame show starting at 1 right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. After two games on the road, the Mavs will play their home opener tonight out at the AAC against the Utah Jazz. Mark Cuban says his team is still trying to come together.
This is still preseason for us. I mean, there's so many new players that are involved now that there's just not a flow yet.
Kansas City Royals are extending the contract of manager Tony Pena 2 years through 2006. Pena led the Royals to an 83-79 record this year, their first winning season since 1994. That is your Ticket Ticker, a service of Office Max. Get more done when you save more on Office Supplies at Office Max. Office Max means more selection, services, and savings with a 115% low price guarantee. Office Max, Max means more. Our next ticker at 11:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker reminding you to keep your body warm with the Ticket Fleece Pullover. Order yours today by logging on to theticket.com.
The General Bob Knight orders Bob and Dan to talk college hoops on Bad Radio every Thursday at 2:10. Brought to you by Bad Chevrolet, Outlet Computers, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
11:35 on Sports Radio 13, The Ticket. Ben and Skin on the radio, in for the rant today. We're usually on the last Saturday of each month, but this time we're on the first, so Gordon and the boys could go get drunk. God bless them. Coming up at 11:50, we will debut the new postgame song, very highly anticipated, and that will be brought to you by the Alpacas Liberation Front, so look forward to that. Ben, there is much excitement sweeping not just the basketball world, the entire world, Middle Eastern countries, everything. Everyone is LeBron James crazy, and how could they not be,
it's
really?
It's growing by the minute, and it's just going to get bigger.
Well, Benny and I have been doing a little basketball radio for a long time now, and one of the guys that we have buddied up with is Ryan Jones from Slam Magazine. Ryan joins us now. Ryan, how are you doing?
Hi, boys. What's up? Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, good to talk to you again, man. And the thing about Ryan, the reason he is the guy to have on to talk about LeBron James is because he was the first guy really to write a national story about LeBron, and he now has a book that is available just about everywhere called King James, Believe the Hype, the LeBron James Story. Ryan, tell us, you know, this is a situation where, you know, the expectations were crazy, and then everybody tried to temper them, and now we're two games into the season, and everyone is freaking out again.
I think he's the MVP at this point in the season. yeah, for an 0-2 team. It's nuts. It's been nuts for going on 2 years or so, and there's sort of no end in sight for the nuttiness, I guess. But he started out about as good as he could, I think, with those first two games. I'm not shocked, you know. I'm not shocked because I figured he had that capability, or, you know, wouldn't have justified all the attention in the first place, but you still really couldn't count on that kind of debut. But he's been doing this all along. When the expectations have been highest, he plays out of his mind.
Brian, Ben Rogers, Sports Radio 13, send the ticket. Good to talk with you.
Hey, man,
I think it's really cool that I know someone that wrote a book now, and actually seeing it, it's beautiful. It's called King James, and I highly recommend people go out there and buy it, because I'm getting a kickback on it.
Yes, I saw 3 cents a copy, I think we got you for, right?
I saw the shout out to me in the back too. It said, Ben, writing books aren't easy, or something. It's not easy to write books. You know, there's a lot of pressure on LeBron now, and it's gone back and forth. You know, we were talking about this before the show, Skin, and, you know, first people were saying, well, he's going to fall on his face. It's too much pressure. Now they're putting more pressure on him, saying, he's that good. You know, he's going to make Cleveland into a playoff contender already, you know, and things like that. And since you have this relationship with him, what I think everyone would like to know from you is, tell us a little bit about LeBron from a personality standpoint. What kind of a guy is he, and how do you think his makeup as a person is going to help him deal with all this?
I really, really genuinely like the kid, and I always sort of preface it when I'm talking about the book just by saying that, you know, this was not like a technically an authorized biography. I told him and his family that I was doing it because I did have a relationship with him, and I wanted him to know. I didn't want him to feel like I was, you know, kind of doing it on the low. But I told him about it, and they were cool with it, and it definitely shows in the book. I really like him. He's a funny kid. He's a smart kid. A lot of people, you know, wanted to assume a lot of negative stuff about him, you know, especially with what happened last year, the Hummer and the jerseys and all this stuff, you know, reflected negatively on him. But really, you know, those were things that he wasn't really doing anything wrong, and you know, just kind of weird situations and unprecedented things that were happening that never happened to a high school kid made him kind of look bad. He's a good kid. He's got a pretty good group of people around him. He's a really funny kid, practical joker, very, very clever, very quick. And the best thing personality-wise about him, I think, is that he's very, very confident, but there's no part of him that's overwhelmed by this whole process, that doesn't, you know, that's looking for excuses. He keeps talking about how he wants this attention. You know, that means he's good. That means he's succeeding. And when the attention stops coming, that's, you know, that'll be disappointing to him. So he's really got the right mindset for this whole thing. And his personality, you know, he's staying pretty humble. I hope that continues to be the case. But so far, I really like what I've seen, you know, kind of behind the scenes and his public persona. And I think if he keeps it up, he's going to be fine.
Ryan Jones on with Ben and Skin on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You know, I think everyone was clamoring to compare him to somebody. They wanted him to be Jordan or Magic Johnson or whatever. But because of the uniqueness of his situation, you know who I think the best person to compare him to is Britney Spears. You know, that's the only person.
Yeah, but his are real, man.
a shot at Britney. I mean, but it's a situation where you're that young, you're having all this thrown at you, you're already very influential. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, how many millions of dollars he's already got in endorsements, and he's only two games into the deal. Is, apart from the game, does he have that sort of transcendent personality, like, you know, Magic, everyone, hey, Magic's got the smile, blah, blah, blah. Does he have that part of it as well?
I think he does, and I mean, that obviously goes a long way in explaining the shoe war, you know, which, again, is something else I get into a lot in the book. Just, and it was primarily Nike and Adidas most of the way. Reebok kind of jumped in late, but the amount of attention and the amount of money that these guys spent trying to get him, you know, on their side is phenomenal, and nothing like that had ever happened before, not even close. And he's kind of got that combination. He's got like the Magic kind of smile, you know. I mean, he's a good-looking kid, and he's got that like bright smile, but he's also got a little bit of that kind of Iverson, you know, for lack of a better phrase, street cred thing. And it's not forced. I mean, this is a kid who like comes from the hood in Akron. He grew up poor, and you know, he's a total hip-hop generation kid, and none of it's an act on any level with him. I mean, you know, so he's kind of got all those appeals. He's got the nice smile, and he can kind of be mainstream that way. He's not a thug. He's not a criminal. Doesn't, you know, he's never really got in any trouble. But he does have that kind of, you know, up from a low-level appeal, similar to what Iverson has. So I think what the marketing people, the sneaker people, all those guys saw, to an extent, was a guy who can relate kind of to everybody, and everybody could relate to on some level. You know, you don't have to be into the really hardcore hip-hop side of things to appreciate his game, but if you are, you still will appreciate his game and his personality. So that's, I think, why the $90 million is there, not just because of his game, but because they think he's got that appeal for everybody out there.
We're talking to Ryan Jones, a senior editor of Slam Magazine and the author of King James, Believe the Hype, the new book on LeBron James. A lot of people are going to judge his success based on the win improvement that Cleveland sees in the win-loss category. And you look at some of the guys that have come in, Garnett, brought 5 extra wins. Magic, 13 extra wins. Jordan, 11 extra wins. Things like that, that just seems really unfair. I mean, he's going to Cleveland, who was tied for the worst team in the NBA last year.
Yeah.
And don't you think it could be unfair a little bit to just say that one category, if you're going to judge on how well he does this year and judge him on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's yes and no. In one sense, yeah, obviously it's tough to put that on one guy. The fact is they've been a pretty, you know, horrible franchise for a few years now. And one guy, especially an 18-year-old, no matter how good he is, can't change that completely. At the same time, I mean, he, I think, is already, and you hate to, like, you know, feel too presumptuous on this or say too much too early, but he's already made them a better team. I mean, if you watch just the mentality and the, you know, the pass first kind of thing, he's going to keep a guy like Ricky Davis happy. And if you're going to have a guy like Ricky Davis on your team, you need to keep him happy because, you know, we all know what happens when Ricky gets a little caught up in himself.
Right.
So he, you know, that's important. And I think just his mentality, he's such a smart basketball player. And that's, I mean, when I first talked to him and his coach, his sophomore year in high school, his coach was telling me, you know, already, you know, predicting like these levels of greatness for him and not even being shy about it. And the biggest thing, more than the talent, he's talking about his basketball mind. He's such a smart, instinctive basketball player. And that's where the Magic Johnson comparison comes in, obviously, with that and the passing and all that. So, yeah, it's unfair to an extent, I mean, to make him into a playoff team. Although in the East, you know, you got 6 warm bodies, you're a playoff contender in the East.
Right.
And so that's still a long shot for them, but I think he should make them better. I think he already has. They haven't got the results, but at the same time, I mean, they've opened up on the West Coast against 2 Western Conference playoff teams. So it's tough to measure wins so far. I think they're going to be better than last year. How much better, it's hard to say. But long run, I mean, I think they will be a better team with him.
Ryan Jones on with Ben and Skin. And also, you know, it's a situation, too, where it's not like Cleveland was completely devoid of talent. It was just devoid of just good basketball culture. I mean, everybody there was in for themselves. And what happens is when your best player is the most selfless player, that can't help but rub off on guys. I know it's been 2 games, but Ricky Davis looks like he's more in the flow of things, and Darius Miles is going to benefit a great deal from playing alongside LeBron.
Yeah, what you just said, like I said, almost sounded word for word like what his coach told me his sophomore year. Like, when your best player is also your least selfish player, that just is a wonderful thing to have on a basketball team. They've got a long way to go. I mean, Darius is, you know, he's coming up on the point now where it's not about potential anymore, and he needs to get his game right.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, yeah, Ricky Davis is going to help. And, some of these younger guys that aren't really named guys, but, I mean, Carlos Boozer, J.R. Bremer, you know, they're pretty talented, kind of underrated guys, I think, and they're only going to benefit as well from having a guy like LeBron around. So it's a good fit, and bringing Paul Silas in was a great fit for that team, I think. And everything about that franchise is pointed up. You never know where things are going to go, but it's definitely pointed up right now.
We're talking about LeBron James with Ryan Jones from Slam Magazine. Ryan, there's been all these comparisons, like Skin said earlier, to Magic, to MJ or whatever, and people talk about how now LeBron has the torch. He's wearing number 23. He's going to carry the NBA to the next level or keep it at that level where the superstars have gotten it. Is there any relationship with Michael Jordan at all? Has Michael Jordan contacted him? Did they talk? I mean, I haven't heard anything, so can you get me up to date on that?
Yeah, I do get into that a little bit in the book. Jordan kind of got involved, I think, around LeBron's junior year probably. It's still hard to tell because of the sneaker company connection whether Jordan saw this kid as, you know, an heir apparent and said, let me reach out to him, or if it was purely, you know, Nike/Jordan, whoever is going after this kid as an endorser, and so I need to put the word in and I need to make that connection, you know, to kind of help seal the deal. It's definitely some of that. That's definitely, you know, business was definitely a part of it, but they do know each other a little bit. I can't say that they're buddy-buddy, you know. I mean, Mike's literally old enough to be his dad, so I don't think they're going to be hanging out or anything necessarily, but I think there is some sort of relationship there, and certainly, you know, a ton of respect on LeBron's behalf, and I think Mike has to respect what he's seen from this kid so far. I mean, the kid's got all the, you know, LeBron's got the work ethic and the appreciation for the history of the game, those kind of things beyond just the talent that I think a guy like Jordan's going to appreciate. So there is a connection there, and LeBron's never shied away. I mean, you know, he's like a lot of kids, you know, like, I don't want to be the next Mike, I want to be the first LeBron, but he always acknowledges, you know, he wears 23 for Jordan, that's his favorite player, he looks up to him, so there's definitely a good relationship there.
Ryan, did you see what Larry Bird said about him?
About LeBron? No, I didn't.
It says, I've never seen anybody like this. He passes as well as anybody I've seen, and with his quickness, his size, and his strength, I hope to put a I hate to put a label on a guy, but if we're not talking about him being in the Hall of Fame within the next 5 years, something went wrong. He's the best talent I've seen come out in years.
Larry said that?
Larry Legend said
that.
Yeah,
Larry doesn't throw stuff around like that too often.
Not unless it's Austin Crozier.
Exactly. Well, he's arguably still the greatest player in NBA history.
Yeah.
We're just waiting to find out for sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's there have been so many things. I mean, I remember that game, one of the games I covered of LeBron's his junior year, right before the SI cover came out when everything got really, really crazy. You know, Danny Ainge was there saying, you know, I'd draft this kid right now and I'd trade almost, you know, I think he said there's only two or three guys in the NBA I wouldn't trade for him right now.
I remember that very well.
And, you know, and there have been a lot of quotes like that that have come out from really knowledgeable basketball people that, you know, I mean, that's what the Believe the Hype and the title of the book. That wasn't my idea, and sometimes I'm kind of like, wow, that sounds like kind of too much. But at the same time, you know, it's not just, you know, like idiots like me, sports writers or fans or whatever who are saying Believe the Hype. It's guys like Hall of Fame level guys. So, yeah, I mean, it all just kind of goes to show that you know, that what this kid has is no joke. Again, he's got to prove it for the next 15 years for it to be, you know, on that level that people are predicting for him. But right now, he's on the right track.
The book is called King James, Believe the Hype, the LeBron James story. Look for King James, and Ryan Jones is the author. Ryan, let me give you a chance to plug this book for our listeners a little bit. What's the, you know, tell us a little bit about the book and why it's so unique and why kids should go out and grab it immediately.
The main thing with this, I really focus mostly on what happened the past 3 years. I touch just a little bit on his sort of general upbringing, which is kind of that story you hear, you know, far too often. It's just, you know, single parent kid for the most part, you know, growing up poor, you know, urban, you know, odds stacked against him and all that. I touch on that a little bit. But really the focus is on what happened the past 3 years as far as his development in high school from the sort of prospect of this guy that, you know, people were saying even as a sophomore might be the best player in the country. And then I really try and get into all the stuff that really got crazy as far as the sneaker companies, the media attention, the whole Hummergate and the throwbacks that got him in all this trouble. I spent a lot of time with him and his team, traveled with him to a couple of spots around the country, and really I think got a pretty good inside look at him and what made him tick and all the craziness around him that really made this story so unprecedented. So that's what I was going for. I'm pretty happy with how it turned out. I think it's, I mean, if you're a fan of him and just this whole situation, you know, as a basketball fan, I mean, I can't imagine not being really curious about what has made this kid so big, because he's the biggest thing ever as far as hype at this point. So if you're interested in all that, then it's only like $12. You know, you can drop it.
No doubt about it. And, of course, Ben and Skin, give it the full thumbs up.
That's what I want to hear.
Ryan, we can't thank you enough for joining us. Of course, we like having you on throughout the NBA season. Ryan works for Slam as well, great magazine. We encourage the P1s to pick that up. Ryan Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Ryan. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
There he goes, Ryan Jones, and he is the guy that wrote the first national story on LeBron. He's been on this since the beginning, and so, you know, it's great to have him on talking about this because he is a guy that is definitely plugged in. Well, Ben, we are plugged in to the Dallas Maverick playoff postgame show, which is going to start tonight, home opener against the Jazz. We're very excited. Coming up next, I think we might listen to the theme song that will kick the whole thing off. Next, with Ben and Skin on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Sports Page is Dallas-Fort Worth's only free sports weekly, and the price is right. The Sports Page features The Ticket on page B1 with HSOs from Bob Sturm, NFL and college picks from Norm and the Ticket team, The Ticket Chick of the Week, and gentle musings from Dunham and Miller. The Sports Page puts you in front of all the sports news that is news from your team in your town. Available at hundreds of Metroplex locations, including all Firestone dealers and Hubbard Inc. restaurants, from the station that's hooked up.
Staples has everything you need to go back to school.
I'm Ms. Kugelmacher, and I hope you're all prepared for math.
Notebooks.
Advanced geometry.
Protractor graph paper notebooks.
Here's your syllabus.
Wastebasket.
And your textbook.
7-gallon wastebasket.
You're expected to read every word.
Highlighter.
There will be homework.
Folders.
Lots of homework.
Book bag.
Tons of homework.
Hand truck.
And there will be pop quizzes.
Pencils.
Every week.
Pencil sharpener.
And a final examination.
Calculator.
There will be no calculators.
Small calculator.
I expect your work to be neat.
White out.
Organized.
Paperclip.
And legible.
300-dot resolution laser printer.
I will not tolerate tardiness.
Alarm clock.
And don't forget.
Post-it notes.
You can easily be removed from this class.
Thank you notes. Staples has everything you need to go back to school. The guaranteed low price on over 5,000 items. Staples. Yeah, we've got that.
Mr. Robert Goulet reads from The Writings of Bart, the collected after-school blackboard writings of young Bart Simpson. Mr. Goulet.
I will not trade pants with others. I will not do that thing with my tongue. I will not Xerox my butt. A burp is not an answer. I will not pledge allegiance to Bart. I will not eat things for money. I will not bring sheep to class. I will not instigate revolution. My name is not Dr. Death.
To experience all of Bart's blackboard writings, watch every classic episode of The Simpsons.
I will not call the principal Spudhead.
The Simpsons, now 5 times a week.
It's allergy season again. Where should you turn for relief? Benadryl or the leading prescription? The answer may surprise you. Medical studies prove histamine-blocking Benadryl is 54% more effective than the leading prescription. More effective at relieving even your worst allergy symptoms, like runny noses. That's a real eye-opener. Benadryl, 54% more effective than the leading prescription. Use as directed, studies use Benadryl allergy at standard 50 milligram dose.
This is Mexico. You don't want to miss it.
Our inner self.
Oh, gee, when I want to connect, I just use AT&T Wireless. I mean, they keep me connected just about anywhere, coast to coast.
No one keeps you connected like AT&T Wireless. Now get 1,000 additional mobile-to-mobile minutes and save $150 in the Sony Ericsson T616 camera phone after $100 mail-in and $50 instant in-store rebate. Just sign up for a qualified plan starting at $39.99 a month with a 2-year agreement.
But yoga offers a peaceful, silent kind of joy.
Oh, I get it. Like when I get a text message with AT&T Wireless.
Reach out on the Wireless Service America Trust. AT&T Wireless. Hurry into an AT&T Wireless store today.
Limited time offer. Mobile minutes available from a limited area. Requires qualified activation credit approval, $36 activation fee, and $175 early termination fee. Geographical limitations, device compatibility, $75 monthly regulatory program fee, charges for sending text messages, and other charges and restrictions apply.
This is The Ticket.
It is homecoming weekend out at SMU. The sticker brought to you by the Crest Auto Group and the Tylock Eye Center. Later this afternoon, Mustangs will welcome the Bulldogs of Fresno State to the Hilltop. SMU head coach Phil Bennett says even though his team is 0-8, he still sees some positive things happening.
I know a lot of people don't see it, but I see it in practice. I see the kids we've got coming in this program. Recruiting is going to be the lifeblood of any program. SMU didn't get in this situation the last 2 years.
You can hear SMU football right here on The Ticket. Our coverage will begin. Again today at 1:30. Stars at the Rhodes take on the Predators in Nashville later this evening. Right winger Scott Young says they know what to expect when they go to Music City.
We know how to play against Nashville, and we know what they're going to give us. And it's going to be a hard work and very tight defensive game. It'll be a real tough 2 games. I think they've played real well. They just beat Detroit, so it'll be tough.
As expected, the Chicago White Sox have exercised their $4 million option for next season on pitcher Esteban Loaiza. He went 21-9 with a 2.90 ERA and led the American League with 207 strikeouts. Our next Ticket Ticker in a matter of minutes, breaking sports news first. Guaranteed, I'm Ty Walker, reminding you to remember the time you've been listening to Ben and Skin on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Jerry Jones talks with Norm Hitzkus every Friday morning at 10:10. And we're smiling when we say this. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet, Riggs Equipment, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
11:55 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Listening to Ben and Skin subbing in for The Rant, as we do on the last Saturday of every month. It just so happens it fell on November 1st this month. Skin, these beats are incredible, man. What's this one?
This is the Rehash guys. We put this record out called Central Standards, a bunch of instrumental hip-hop. And the last one you heard last break, and then this one, these guys called Rehash. Really, really dope.
Beautiful. Well, the Mavs have their home opener tonight. The Utah Jazz come to town. Rajah Bell is in town for the Utah Jazz. He used to appear with us last season. He was the nicest player when it came to getting him up in the Gold Club. The old number 7?
Center court happening experience.
But,
I love talking to Rajah. You know what? That dude is really, really smart. A lot of times when you come across people that, you know, their parents are in the education business, which his dad is, You know, they just seem like really on the ball and just really alert. And Raj is a great guy to talk to.
The day of the Antoine Walker deal was the day, or the day of the press conference, the Mavericks were playing Utah in a preseason game. And we're running through the AAC getting ready to check out the press conference, and Rajah Bell runs up.
Yeah.
And we start talking to him, and he's like, man, what in the hell is going on here? This is crazy.
Total insanity.
He's like, man, surely there's another deal. They're making another deal, right? They can't just do it with this, will they?
Because we bumped into him walking out of the Antoine Walker press conference.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they had it right before the Jazz game. Yeah, and we're like, I don't know, man. I mean, and the good thing about it is even if you're unhappy with the Mavericks, you know, trading away another big guy, whatever you thought of LaFrance, and getting back Antoine Walker, they're a lot. If they do want to make trades, they're a lot more flexible than they were before the Walker trade.
So Utah's in town. They no longer have Karl Malone and John Stockton. It's a whole new. A lot of people are saying that they're the absolute worst team in the West, but they've got a great coach, and Kirilenko's pretty solid. And I probably just butchered his name, but they're you know, if the Mavericks are gelling and trying to learn how to play together, this is a dangerous game, and I guess every game is dangerous, but a Utah team that everyone's saying is terrible, you back them into a corner, they could come out and get you.
Well, here's why. I'm of the opinion that they only have two guys in Matt Harpring and Kirilenko that every NBA team would like to have on their team. Only two guys. I mean, they're you know, certain teams would love to have Rajah Bell, maybe, or maybe they would enjoy having, you know, Deshaun Stevenson, but not every team. Every team would want those two guys. Compare that to the Mavericks. They probably have six or seven guys like that. But the thing about it is when you have a coach like Sloan, he's going to get you to play hard every night, and they will make up for the talent with their execution and their intensity and their defense, but when it comes down to it, they just don't have the talent.
Well, we certainly invite everyone to tune in to the Mavs Playoff Postgame Show tonight. The first one of the year. We come on after every home game live from the American Airlines Center. Ben and Skin will
thank
be on
you, everybody.
Following this Utah game. Hopefully the Mavericks will get a win, and you'll get to see the player that I have a man crush on, and Antoine Walker.
God, I love his game.
You love you some Antoine. I absolutely love his game. I want to thank everybody that was a part of this one as we subbed in for the rant. We had, of course, Ryan Jones on, the author of King James, a new book on LeBron James. Want to thank Sean Bash for engineering, Layla on tickers, and Ty Walker on tickers as well. But right now we want to debut our new rap intro. It's the new intro for the postgame show. You'll hear it now, and you'll hear it again this evening following the game if you tune in. Here it is, the world premiere of the Ben and Skin postgame rap.
The buzzer sounded, the game has ended. Tune to the news most recommended to break down hoops with Jedi analysis. Ghosts, heroes, plays that were catalysts. Cuban hates us, but that's okay. Flames come off of the things we say. Who's effing around? Who's borderline stuck in? Who's got game?
Who's back has nothing?
Like Nash with the girl, we got a strong rap. Skins like Yoda with the salary cap. And we go way back, so don't be concerned. We've been down since Brad Davis's afro perm. And while it's nice, Rick's contract is gone. Now Nelly needs a chemistry set like Kim Lawns. Much to discuss. Let's begin. Here's Post Game Gold.
With Ben and Skin.
The Ticket, KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. The Ticket.
And let's get you up to speed on some of the scores in top 25 college football action today. A few games are underway, most of the early games in the second quarter right now. We'll start with the big game here in Texas. It's number 16 UT hosting the 12th-ranked Nebraska Cornhuskers. Right now, UT with a 7-0 lead that game with about 12 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Also in the second, number 18 Purdue hosting Northwestern. And the Boilermakers have a 14-0 lead at this point. Second quarter action at Michigan State, the number 9 Spartans hosting the 11th-ranked Wolverines. And number 11 Michigan has a 7-0 lead right now. Illinois is at number 13 Iowa. And the Hawkeyes have a 10-0 lead that game in the second. And in the first quarter, it is a 7-7 tie between number 20 Mississippi as they host South Carolina. Just about to get underway, number 25 Pittsburgh at Boston College, and Ball State will travel to number 21 Illinois. Cowboys and Redskins will square off tomorrow at a Texas stadium. Jerry Jones
says the rivalry between these two teams remains strong.
It is an exciting rivalry, but I don't want them to get any better than they naturally are going to get. I think they'll get there enough on its own. We've got to worry about the Cowboys, but I've got a feeling they'll bring it all when they play it.
Cowboys and Skins will kick off tomorrow at around 3. The pregame show can be heard at 1 right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Manny Ramirez was not claimed on waivers before yesterday's deadline, so he and his $101 million contract will stay with the Boston Red Sox. Last season, Ramirez had 37 homers and drove in 104 runs. That is The Ticket Ticker, a service of Office Max. For more value, go to Office Max, where you'll find Office Max brand products, products that give you the quality of national brands, but deliver a better value. Office Max brand products, another way Max means more. Our next Ticket Ticker at 1220, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker, reminding you.
Staples has everything you need to go back to school.
I'm Ms. Kugelmacher, and I hope you're all prepared for math.
Notebooks.
Advanced geometry.
Protractor graph paper notebooks.
Here's your syllabus.
Wastebasket.
And your textbook.
7-gallon wastebasket.
You're expected to read every word.
Highlighter.
There will be homework.
Folders.
Lots of homework.
Book bag.
Tons of homework.
Can truck.
And there will be pop quizzes.
Pencils.
Every week.
Pencil sharpener.
And a final examination.
Calculator.
There will be no calculators.
Small calculator.
I expect your work to be neat.
White out.
Organized.
Paperclip.
And legible.
300-dot resolution laser printer.
I will not tolerate tardiness.
Alarm clock.
And don't forget.
Post-it notes.
You can easily be removed from this class.
Thank you notes. Staples has everything you need to go back to school. The guaranteed low price and over 5,000 items. Staples. Yeah, we've got that.
It's allergy season again. Where should you turn for relief? Benadryl or the leading prescription? The answer may surprise you. Medical studies prove histamine-blocking Benadryl is 54% more effective than the leading prescription. More effective at relieving even your worst allergy symptoms, like runny noses. That's a real eye-opener. Benadryl, 54% more effective than the leading prescription. Use as directed, studies use Benadryl allergy at standard 50 milligram dose.
Mr. Robert Goulet reads from The Writings of Bart, the collected after-school blackboard writings of young Bart Simpson. Mr. Goulet.
I will not trade pants with others. I will not do that thing with my tongue. I will not Xerox my butt. A burp is not an answer. I will not pledge allegiance to Bart. I will not eat things for money. I will not bring sheep to class. I will not instigate revolution. My name is not Dr. Death.
To experience all of Bart's blackboard writings, watch every classic episode of The Simpsons.
I will not call the principal Spudhead.
The Simpsons, now 5 times a week.